Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The rasp everywhere is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. It's so good to have everybody in the house tonight. Tonight is January the 29th, 2012, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Wow, it is Sunday night already. Can you guys believe that? It seemed like just a short moment ago. It was Friday night and we were here in The Remix. So I just want to take this opportunity to welcome you. I see lots of callers on the phone lines. Know that the chat room is open. See the chat room filling up as well. And just want to welcome you guys over. If you want to come on over and join us, you can either join us by listening on the phone or you can also join us by also joining us in the chat room. If you don't know how to get here, let me go ahead and give you some cosmic directions. You can just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and the chat room is there. Again, if this is your first time joining us, all you have to do is click the sign up button at the very bottom. Sign up, come on in the chat room, tell us who you are. So peace and greetings to the seen and the unseen. As you guys join us in the chat room tonight, sure to be another great share. Great to have everyone in the house. If you want to listen and you want to listen via the phone, you can do that as well. All you have to do is call 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you straight into The Remix. First of all, I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us in the house tonight. And also, if you didn't get an opportunity to go back and listen to the show that we did on Friday night, Brother Wayne Chandler was in the house. Lots of knowledge was dropped there. We had a lot of giveaways. So congratulations to the Remix family all over the world that received those special gifts courtesy of myself and also from Brother Wayne Chandler. So that was a great thing to do as well. Want to also say congratulations to the brothers and sisters on the previous show who won the Sacred Sessions that I gave away, as well as the gifts from Baba Blanket. So we're looking forward to hearing some feedback from all of you that is just really receiving all of these blessings that have been going on in The Remix. So now, definitely, as always, I want to remind you guys, don't forget to go back and download, download, download. That's always a great thing to do. You want to make sure that you download the shows. The shows are here for you. You can go back into the archives for many, many years and lots of information. I get email requests every single day of people pulling up shows that they haven't heard in a very long time or listened to a long time ago that really just gives them great insight. You guys are really doing your work, and that is a big thank you to each and every one of you, because every day the testimonies that come in, the reflections that come in, the notes that you guys leave me on Facebook, the Remix family page or my personal page, really shows that you guys are putting in the work. And that is so much appreciated, because we're all here learning, growing, and just respectfully learning with each other. And that's what makes this life so wonderful as we continue on this journey. I do want to give a shout out, just a reminder to those of you who are planning on going to Atlanta. You know, Brother Panic is going to be doing an Atlanta lecture, and he will be hosting on the very first show. He'll be hosting the first lecture that he does in Atlanta. It's going to be Dr. Aline Bay. And, of course, you know Dr. Aline Bay has visited the Remix many times as well, too. So if you're interested in that, you need to make sure you get at Brother Panic. Email him at hotmail.com. You can hit him up on Facebook to get the information. Go back and download the show, but definitely you want to support that and support the lecture for both Brother Panic as well as all of the guests that he'll be hosting down there in the ATL. So I wanted to give those shout-outs as we continue. So much to cover tonight in this show. I see you guys out there. It's so good to see you in the house. We're going to be talking about cosmic pie. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, definitely you're going to want to taste this cosmic pie. In fact, many of us have taken a couple of slices already. And a lot of that cosmic pie has been going on around. The energy has been floating around pretty much for the next couple of weeks, last couple of weeks, excuse me, as well. So we're going to be talking about those keys to unlocking the mystery of the heart. This is a lot of the emails, correspondence that you guys have been writing into Question for Blue about. So I felt it was a good time while I'm doing my own reflection to also share that as well. So we're going to be talking about the cosmic pie tonight, the keys to unlocking the mystery of the heart, and doing it sort of in our psycho sexy cool kind of way. Also, I want to let you guys know, coming up on the show next week, we have the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. She's going to be joining us in the house. It is always a treat when the Reverend Goddess Charmaine comes on and shares with the Remix family. So we're going to have lots of fun, so be looking out for that. If you haven't gone over to the Remix family page to join, you definitely want to do that. That's where you can find out about all the things of the Remix, all things that's going on with the Remix family members as well. So definitely you want to get yourself over there to do that. I have some special treats for you today. We're going to kick this show off. We're going to raise this energy. We're really going to be working from that place of the fourth chakra, the place where the physical and the spiritual world both meet and come together. It is that cosmic gateway. It is the place where you go in to begin to really start to activate, taste, feel, and also just enjoy the bliss of the pie. So we're going to be working in that particular area there. So lots of things to cover, lots of things to do. We're live in the Remix. I do want to bring somebody on as we continue to really just kind of get this energy in. And I thought it would be a special treat to have this particular brother come on so that he can, you know, sort of kind of bless us with some of his, you know, cosmic energy, because that's what it is. And we all enjoy whenever he comes on the platform and really just helps us raise sort of that melanin a lot higher that's in our body and get those things moving. So I'm going to bring him on. I believe he's on the phone line, so I would like for him to press 1 for me, please. I'm trying to keep him a secret until we get ready to do what we do, because there's several people calling from that number. So I want him to press 1 so I know that that is him and he's ready, and so that we can just really get in. Oh, there he is. See, know your magic, everybody. Know your magic. And we're going to be talking about some more magical things as well. For those of you who are on in the chat room, what I want you to do is I want you to take a look. You guys know the Oracle deck is coming out, and I'm so excited to say that I have finished this project. It is a project that I have worked on with others as well. You know, the Sister Pure, Pure Feminine Energy. She's out of the UK, but she's a very universal sister like myself. So she kind of travels all over the world. She did some amazing artwork based on the channels that I got for this. So Pure Feminine did this amazing. If you could take a look at the card, do you guys see the heart chakra there and see the wording there? This is really the space that we're going to be coming from this evening. So I want you guys to get yourself ready so we can get ready to just receive this energy to come. So we're going to bring the brother on, and he's going to do his thing. And we're going to keep doing our thing. It'll be a great time in a minute for you guys to get something to write with. We're going to do a couple of exercises here and just really, really just have some fun. So here we go. We're going to bring the brother on. Peace and greetings to you.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
I'm on, Blue.
Yes, you certainly are. You certainly are. I'm talking to you. You hear me?
How y'all doing out there? How y'all doing out there? What's going on?
Yes.
This is me, Clarence. I came to do the black piece for Blue, of course.
Yes. Yes, and Clarence, let me just go ahead and set the tone for everybody who may not be ready for this fire that you're about to spark us with this evening and kind of get us all jump-started as we get ready to enjoy the share tonight. Is if you guys have not, if you don't know this brother is a very powerful brother, and, you know, his tongue is like fire. It's like pure fire, okay? So, you know, I'm going to allow him, and this is really a blessing for us to hear him. He kind of surprised us with this piece one night, and I think we've been forever hooked. It was on a show that me and Esther hosted together when we were doing toning linguistics. And definitely it has so much to do with linguistics and so much to do with toning. So I'm going to ask that everyone, no matter where you're listening from around the world, that you tone yourself with Clarence as he gets into his vibration tonight. So there you go.
What's up, Esther? All right, here we go. Black Panthers, black exotic dancers, black and miles, black lungs from the cancer, white lies can't give us the black answer, black management, black entertainment, black on black broham with the black Daytons, black on black violence, cause and effect, the laws of karma, black drama, black baby mama, black baby in danger, blame it on a black father, black fashion, black leather jack, the black mic jack, black 23s, with the double scrap, black market, black target, black motorbike, with the chrome pipes, black freak on black leather seats, black dress looking like a silk sheet, black jewels, black schools, black Benz is the whip, black tents, black rims, 26, black tires, black street. I seen some white cops in a black Marquise, black judges, black people on a budget, black people love clubbing, white women that want a black husband, white men that love beautiful black women, black grandmom in the kitchen, frying chicken on a black skillet, working at black magic, black knowledge, black philosophers, black history told by black scholars, black power, black soap in the shower, getting blackmail for green paper, black tuxedos or black gaiters, black holster, black gat, black on black Bojacks, with the black and gray Raiders hat, black people love to match, burnt black lips from Roche clips, black stereotypes and statistics, black fraternities and colleges, I'm black.
love it, Clarence.
I got another piece though, like I wanted to share with y'all. I don't know if that was too much.
No. You go ahead. We got enough time. We'll definitely love you through that. Everyone is telling you big ups in the chat room. We love
Shout
it when you come and bring
room.
That
shout
black energy.
Shout out to the chat room. What up?
All right. And shout outs to everyone listening. Go ahead.
I said, my soulmate got shot in the face with a .38. The bullet shattered her skull like a fallen dinner plate. I know teddy bears and candles can take a place. I'm just floating on a cloud, dancing with the stars, expressing my feelings through these thug-ass bars. My nigga caught a body on a run and remained at large. Trust me with the promissory note that he wrote to his folks. It's hard to find a true friend. Conversations is genuine, no backstabbing. If you need a helping hand, I got two to lend. Keep a 100, no fraud in. I'm grown and more mature. Realized I am God and I ain't gotta find the Lord. You might think I'm high or silly. My mind more powerful than any machine designed to destroy me. Built off honor and loyalty, that's hard to break. Pushing PA plates through the Empire State. My nigga got the condo in the Bronx, we could chill at his place. I'm OT. You stuck on the same old grind, sitting duck on turkey time. Crimes is unjustified. Niggas hustle out of desperation. The route to survive. What you willing to do to see the black man rise? Is you willing to die? Strap a bomb to your thigh? Nose dive out the sky? Over the prison so we can free Malachi? I could have been an awesome author, a brilliant writer. I'm more like a political speaker, a freedom fighter. My wifey, she gotta be a rider. New age aside her. Take the braids out, the afro like Shaka. Put your fist in the air for black power. God's rise during the darkest hours. My brothers is riders and my sisters is soldiers. With no heat, kept their baby warm through the coldest winters. It was rough back then, but times is worse. Mercury, fluoride in the water, but you crave the thirst. My first aid kit came equipped with a full fist. Life's a bitch. I got a grip on her tit like a red-nosed pit. That's it.
Love it. Love it. Well, thank you so much, Clarence. It's always good to have you in the house. It's always good to hear you sort of kind of spark us with all of your flame.
It's always good to hear you, Blue. It's always good to hear you, Miss Blue.
Oh. Yes. Well, peace and love to you. Enjoy the rest of the show. And thank you so much, okay?
No
blessings.
Problem. Thank you.
Let's give it up for Clarence. That was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Wow. Welcome to the remix, everyone. It is Sunday night, of course, January the 29th, 2012. Of course, you are live in the remix. And tonight, you know, really, Clarence kind of put us on that path that we're going to be talking about tonight, the cosmic pie, the key to unlocking the mysteries of the heart. So we're going to be talking about that as well as we get into it. The first thing that I want us to do is that we're going to do a meditation. And I think this is fitting. This wasn't something initially I had planned, but this really came to me, and I think this is a great thing to start out with. I see you guys all in the chat room. Good to see you guys there and see you guys on the phone lines as well, listening all over. So let's get ourselves centered. We're going to do a light meditation. We're going to do some dance because we definitely got to move that energy around in the body. But I want us to do a meditation here, and we're going to focus this meditation on the four chakras. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to kind of get yourself situated, and we're going to get ready to get into the share. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We are live in the remix, and I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and we're going to talk about that cosmic pie when we come back right after this.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
Okay, all right. The first thing I want you to do is just get yourself in a comfortable position, you know, wherever you are. Just kind of make yourself a little bit comfortable there. You don't need to do anything fancy. If you want to sit down, you can do that. I know some of you are sitting down. I know some of you are laying down, and that's fine. You get to do it your way, you know, life on your terms, your way you can do that. I just want you to make sure that you're comfortable. Once you get yourself comfortable, make sure both of your feet are planted firmly on the ground. It is so good that we connect with that energy of the ground. And I'll also give you a few minutes if you're in a position or in a place that you actually can, let's say, take off your shoes, socks, if you have anything that's sort of going to bind you. You want to kind of loosen that up just a little bit, because I really want you to be able to feel this. And let's begin to get ready to get into the share. Kind of stay focused here a little bit, you guys, so we can kind of move through this energy. And we're going to be opening up for calls in just a moment. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I'm laughing in the chat room, and I need to be serious. Okay. All right, so I got my cosmic check out there. I guess you guys are ready to go. The first thing that I want you to do is I want you to take your hand, and I want you to place it over your heart, You know where your heart is located at. I want you to begin to place your hand over your heart, right around where your heart chakra is. Yes, right there where your heart chakra is. Now, one of the things, by connecting with your physical body and as well as your heart center, this is really going to help you sort of kind of really get yourself or remind yourself of who you truly are, really getting into that spiritual energy. So, connecting your hand, placing your hand on your heart chakra. I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. Just so you can begin to feel the energy on your heart chakra. Yes. So a couple of breaths in and out, nice and slow, right over your heart chakra. Yes. In and out, nice and slow. Excellent. Now, as you begin, what I want you to do is I want you to begin to think about where you are at this particular time. Really focus your energy on this particular moment. It is something about being present in this moment. That's why we call it being present, because it is a gift if you can be present. We have so much going on in our lives from day to day that it's very hard to be focused and to be present. And one of the things about this heart chakra, when it's out of balance for you, you're going to have a hard time really just getting centered and really just, as they say, putting 100% in the pot, being present. It's going to be difficult to do. So just take some moment and be present, just to be present at this particular moment and feel your heartbeat. Yes, excellent. And I want you to imagine on that particular heart center, feeling not only just the beat of your heart. This is one place that I want you to feel it. But in a minute, we're going to make a shift, and we're actually going to go through sort of the cycles of life here. So feel the heart center. Really get yourself very quiet and very centered so that you can feel the rhythm of your heart chakra. Very powerful thing when you're able to feel your own heart. Often we're so focused on trying to feel someone else's heart that we really miss the magic that lives within us. So I want you to really just focus yourself for just a moment, just a moment. Just try to center yourself. I know it's a lot of things going on, but try to center yourself and just feel your own heart for a minute. Yes, try to feel your own heart. Excellent. There it is. And now I want you to begin to breathe into that area. So you're going to take your breath and breathe in and let it just drop right down into your heart center. So you're going to breathe in through your mouth and very slowly out through your nose, but breathing in and out and really just allowing that to get into your heart center. And as you do that, what you're going to see is you're actually going to feel your heartbeat get more pronounced. You're going to be able to feel it even more. So I know you can feel your heart at this time. Yes, beautiful. Now, I want you to imagine in your mind's eye, so you're kind of looking within your third eye, I want you to see that space just softening itself up all around your heart. Just feel it soft, you know, nice and soft all around your heart. This is for the brothers too. I want you to feel that space just begin to soften itself up all around there. And now what I want you to do is I want you to imagine the light coming in from the top of your head, really following itself all the way down. And as you begin to breathe in, I want you to breathe more light into that heart space. Excellent. Breathe more into that heart space. Very much. Breathe more into that heart space. Excellent. Yes. So now I want you to keep that hand on your heart. Keep that hand right there on your heart. Now, one last time, take a nice, slow, deep breath and breathe into your heart space. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and then out. And then I want you to take your two fingers. You can particularly take your pointer finger and your middle finger and your index finger, put them together. And I want you to feel your pulse somewhere else. So now you can move your hand off your heart. So if you want to do it on your wrist, you can do it there. You can also do it at some of the other pressure points in your body. But I think we all know how to get our pulse. Feel your pulse. Feel that beat. Just close your eyes very gently. This is something very easy that you can do. Maybe you're dealing with a different situation. Lots of love loss going on around the country. Some of us are dealing with different kinds of stress, different kinds of anger, different kinds of joy, different kinds of issues that are going on. And you can do this. This is going to be very relaxing for you, and it's going to help you to release a lot of this tension and a lot of the energy that's in this area. Now, I want you to just attune yourself to the rhythm of this pulse that's in your hand. I don't want you to focus on when you feel the pulse. You know how when if somebody who's in the medical profession, they take your pulse, they're trying to count the beats. I don't want you to count the beats. I want you to focus on that space in between the beat, the pause. Catch the pause. And as you catch the pause, you're going to notice that your rhythm, your breathing rhythm, is going to synchronize with the pause. And I want you to begin to do that until it becomes comfortable that you are recognizing the pause. The pause is otherwise known as the death, as the nothingness. And each time that that beat comes back, know that you are alive, know that you're living. Know that you're alive. But it is in recognizing the pause that we're able to refocus, that we're able to get grounded, that we're able to release, that we're able to overcome those emotions, that we're able to see past obstacles in our lives that we never thought possible, that we're able to do those things that we need to do, that we have the strength to continue to carry on. That we're not slighted by those things of our ego and our lower self, that we're able to get into that position to really connect with our higher self. It is within that pause that the revelation comes, that the realization comes. It is in the pause. It is not in the beat. It is in the pause. So I want you to focus on the pause there just for a second. Excellent. We're going to be talking about the cosmic pie, the key to unlocking the mysteries of the heart. And this is certainly one of the mysteries of the heart, is really just beginning to understand what the heart is, what the function is of the heart itself. Just understanding what that function is of the heart. So focus on the pause. There it is. The pause. Excellent. You guys are doing a great job. Take a couple of more breaths. Yes. I'm going to read to you what this energy center, the fourth energy center, represents. And this is one of the cards from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck that will be coming out soon. This is the energy center that represents the connection between the mind, the body, and the soul. All must be in balance to experience unconditional love. So when you're in that pause, when you have your mind, when you have your body, now you have your soul, and then you have the essence of your spirit, recognizing that pause. This is when you know you have now begun to open up, to clear, allow to flow in the energy of the heart chakra. You can open your eyes now. Take your last breath. And we're going to continue with the show. Wow. How did that feel? That was good. That was really, really good. It's something that you can do. It doesn't take a lot of time. If you're at work, you can do that. Maybe you're just having a stressful moment. Maybe you feel something coming over you. Maybe you're going through a breakup. Maybe you're just coming together with someone. Anytime that you feel that the energy is just overwhelming you and you need to take that moment, as we say, to pause. That's how you pause. You bring the mind, you bring the body, and you bring the spirit together. You connect with that inner energy. But it takes all three of those components to come together to experience that. I wanted to share that with you guys. I needed to take a moment to do that, and I just wanted to share. So I'm glad that you guys are sending me PMs, and some people are writing in the chat room, and I hear the conversations all over the world that you are enjoying that. So that was really good. So now, we're going to get ready to dance, because I think it is definitely a great time to celebrate. We came into this year with a very big bang, lots of things going on all over the world. We were just talking on Friday night about blue balls, amongst other things. And what do you know? Blue balls are now falling from the sky. So know that this energy that we are sending out into the universe, that it is being sort of reciprocated, and it's also sending signs and symbols back to us. So some amazing, very powerful, and nothing short than miraculous things are going on in the world. We've seen the owls. I don't know if you guys have known about the white owls that have been traveling all over the world. They've been spotted every single place all over the world, and they're going to one single location. These owls, they thought to be extinct. Scientists don't, or I guess they don't have any kind of reason for why these owls are doing this. But, you know, it was something that was brought to my attention, that this is really just the meeting of the minds. This is the wisdom coming online. Brother Panic dropped the show and he talked about we are now in the knowing age. It is the time that you know. When you know, that is based upon a lot of different things. And one of those things that is definitely based on is wisdom. It's wisdom. See, wisdom is going to help you to know that as well. So it's so good to see signs and symbols. Look out for them. They're going to be there for you. So now, here's what I want everybody to do, because we're going to have a little fun now. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to dance, 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 dance. We're going to do some dancing. We're going to do some dancing tonight. Yes, we are. So if you're not in a position where you can actually dance, I want you to kind of get yourself ready, you know. If you got real relaxed during that meditation, you know, you may want to jazz yourself back up a little bit so you can get ready to dance. But we're going to get ready to dance. That's what we're going to do. But before we dance, I'm going to kind of take you guys in a little bit. Tonight, Cosmic Pie, The Key to Unlocking the Heart. We just went through a meditation. We heard the amazing share from the brother Clarence. He shared with us things from his heart. So now we're gonna be doing a little bit of dancing to raise this energy. But I want you to think about somebody special in your life. I want you to also think about yourself as well. And I want you to think about yourself, think about somebody special in your life, and I want you to think about some of those elements in the relationship. Because when we start to talk about the fourth chakra, we can't do that without talking about relationships. So whether that relationship is with yourself, whether that relationship is with somebody that you're in a commitment with, whether that relationship is with your children, whether it's with other people that you come in contact with, whether it's people you work with, whether it's people around you, whether it's your environment, your sacred space, you are in a relationship. So it always behooves me when I hear somebody say, I'm not in a relationship. Yes, you are. You have a relationship going on. So I want you to think about that relationship, and I want you to think about those things that you need or you feel you need in order for that relationship to be what it needs to be. This is about the coming together. Again, the heart chakra also echoes this, because it's the place where the physical world and the spiritual world both come together. They're in a relationship. They come together. This is the place they meet. When we talk about going into those different places of higher consciousness, the portal that you go in, Brother Bobby Hemmett has talked about this for years, and many, many of the other scholars, you go in through that energy of the heart. Why? Because that's the place where the unconditional love is. That is the place where you just experience where the mind, the body, and the soul comes together. This is the place. You have to go in through there. Your mind cannot get you there. Cannot. Your mind can't take you there. You have to go in your heart. So it's important that we begin to do these things so that we can recognize and we can begin to feel and we can begin to understand that energy of the heart and the fourth chakra. So I want you to think about those relationships. I want you to start with yourself first. Think about that relationship. As you begin to dance and get into this, this jam that we're about to play here. And then we're going to come back. We're going to do some more exercises. We're going to keep talking about it. I'll explain what cosmic pie is, how you can begin to taste it every single day of your life and recognize it and enjoy that pie as well. So here we go. All right.
It's enough to make the heart rock smash.
You need me for real, girl. It's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There were few things that forever, my lady. We can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever get my booty away. Keep it tight, alright, and I'ma walk through doors so we can live. In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give, my nigga.
Yeah.
All right, that was Mary J. Blige and Method Man, of course, and You're All I Need to Get By. And that's so true, so true, particularly when you're looking directly in the mirror. You really are all you need to get by. But we have relationships, and that also helps us to get by. We're talking about unlocking the keys, the mysteries of the heart. And see, the heart is really that portal place that really manages the relationships that you need to survive. So all you need to get by, your heart knows exactly what you need to get by. This is why so many sayings that we have of the heart, we say, come with a pure heart. You know, people say, don't wear your heart on your sleeve. All of these things, when it deals with certain emotions, when it deals with different feelings, it comes from this place of the heart, because the heart knows exactly what you need to survive. One of the things that's true, and I'll tell you this, we talked about this before, but I want to mention it here. There was a time when I was actually living in Colorado, and there was a baby that lived a couple of streets over that actually died. And the baby died from lack of connection. It's called failure to thrive, because the mother was not picking up the baby. The mother was not holding the baby. She was just propping the baby up on the pillow, sticking the bottle in the baby's mouth, and never touching the baby. This is a real human experience, this inner connection, whether that connection be with yourself or the connection and relationships that we have with others. And you can actually die from failure to thrive. So we all need each other to continue to get by. And that's why that song tonight was so perfect for what we're talking about. We're also going to talk about the flip side of that, because sometimes when we think of a person having a very big heart, this means that they will accept anything. You can disrespect them. You can walk all over them. You can say what you want to say to them. And if they say something back to you, then somehow you feel like, oh, don't do that. That's a misunderstanding of the heart. And that's not what the heart is about. It's not about you disrespecting yourself. Because once you get into that energy of your heart, the first love is going to be that love that you give to yourself. So that failure to thrive, you're going to continuously do what you need to do to survive, to keeping your heart going, keeping your heart going, keeping those things where they need to be. That's what you're going to be doing. That's exactly what you're going to be doing to getting into this heart-centered energy. And that's what we're going to be talking about. So the cosmic pie, the cosmic pie. The cosmic pie. Again, we're going to talk about that. The cosmic pie, first I want to tell you about the heart and these things that make up the formula that makes up the cosmic pie. It's going to be three components. The first one is love. And I'll tell you a little bit more about these components. But the first one is love. That's the component that you're going to need. You're going to need that ingredient of love. And the next, what you're going to need is going to be forgiveness. The next thing that you're going to need is harmony. So the three components, love, forgiveness, and harmony. Okay. Love, forgiveness, and harmony. Okay. These are going to be the three things that you need. The love is really that trigger. This is really the trigger. Thank you, Esther. This is really, really the trigger for really sparking that frame, is that you have to begin to get into that place of having love for yourself. When you're out of the space of having love, it's a lot of things that you will begin to experience. So many things that you will begin to experience when that energy of love is out of balance for yourself. A lot of it. I hear you guys. I hear you guys. So, some of the things that you're going to begin to experience when you're out of that place of love, it's going to be that energy of anger. That's going to be one of the things that comes up for you. You know, you're going to be unclear of your thoughts. you see. You're going to be unclear of your thoughts. It's going to be hard for you to really kind of send your energy where you need to send it. You're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to focus your energy. You're not going to be able to send it to where you want to send this particular energy. It's going to be hard for you to get that spark going. Your energy is going to be very low. You're not going to have the energy to do the things that you want to do. You're not going to be able to rise to the occasion, I should say, in many different ways. You're going to see that you're just not where you need to be. This is a good time for you to start looking at some of these ingredients. The first one, love. You're going to see that you're always in opposition of everything. Now, we have obstacles every day, so I don't want you to misunderstand that. But you're always going to see the number one thing, it's going to be between the communication. You're not going to understand what people are saying, and people aren't going to understand what you're saying. That's going to be a big part of it. You're going to find yourself always clashing, you know, and we'll get to the clashing in just a moment. But really, it's about love. It's about getting in that place of love. The next thing that's going to happen is it's going to be about forgiveness. That's the other ingredient, forgiveness. Now, we know that forgiveness is really, it has absolutely nothing to do with the other person. Forgiveness has nothing to do with anyone else but yourself. Forgiveness is all about you. When you think about the word forgiveness, I want you to think about the word pardon. So what happens when someone in our legal system gets a pardon? They get the opportunity for them to be able to be free. They get the opportunity to be free, to pardon someone. You're pardoning yourself. So it is about that. It's about that. And those of you who are really in this particular place, you understand what I'm talking about. Lots of the emails, lots of you are going through situations right now, and it is about forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't about going to the person that you feel like you did something to them or you owe them an apology. It's not necessarily about you going to them, because we can say anything to anybody, words. We talked about this during the kiting show. When you're just saying words, all that is you're just putting words on a paper. It doesn't mean anything. Forgiveness is really about you letting go of that energy within yourself. That's it. It's about the pardon. It's about you pardoning yourself. It's about releasing those things for what you thought you may have done, may not have done, should have done, any of those things. That's what it's about. The opposite of forgiveness. Blame. Oh, it's always someone else's fault. Always. Now, I don't want to get this energy misunderstood. Sometimes some things is the other person's fault. We're just there to recognize the reflection. So I don't want to get that twisted, because sometimes when we get into these things of the heart, we tend to think of being soft. We tend to thinking letting people walk all over you, say anything they want to you, do anything. That has absolutely nothing to do with you coming from your heart. Nothing. That's a case of mistaken identity. So people think, oh, you're so sweet, you're so nice, you're so this, and so therefore they take advantage of that. So this is about the blame game. It's really about punishment. And it's also about you really trying to charge someone else with something that belongs to you. It's a charge. This is why the psychology of even behind using a charge card is there, and some people become so disconnected, because it's the opposite of the forgiveness. If I have a credit card, is it really me that's responsible? Because I'm charging it to this credit card. So I may not necessarily feel that I need to pay it. Because it belongs to the credit card, somehow I have a disconnect between that credit card and myself. So that's the opposite of it, forgiveness. It really is about getting into that place of forgiveness and not charging it with someone else. Again, everything is a polarity. So we're looking at this from this side. There are some very extreme cases, and I know you guys know this, that there are people who will try to hold you responsible for what is going on. Some things happen, and I know we like to think of ourselves as being such important people, and we can impact everything in the world, and on some levels, we can. But some things really don't have anything to do with you. You are simply playing the role as the witness or the observer. But what happens? We feel the need to jump in and charge and charge forward. We feel the need to jump in and charge and become connected and tied to and bounded to things that we don't have no damn business getting in the middle of. We recognized it. We seen it for what it was. But still, there was something about it that we felt that we needed to connect ourselves to. So that's what I want you to take a look at, to really begin to take a look at that. And ask yourself the question, are you truly saying that you can be in that place of forgiveness? Forgiveness to yourself. Are you able to truly forgive? Sometimes it becomes this endless cycle, very endless cycle that we find ourselves in, that we have to experience this. We hear it in the music. We hear it in things going on. We hear joy and we hear pain. And we believe, you understand, this is our belief. This is something that we've learned ever since we've been a child. We believe that joy and pain have to go together, that you can't separate them. That if I have joy, oh, he brings me so much joy, but I know the pain is coming. It's got to be pain in order for me to recognize the joy. And on some level, there is some balance in that. But for the most part, we have to ask ourselves, really, have we gotten into that place of forgiveness? Because whenever we're not able to forgive, then there are things that we have not let go of. There are things we have not released from ourselves. We have not give certain things back. Sometimes we need to give things back. This is where the cutting of the cord comes into play. This is where the cutting of the cord comes into play, because some things you need to give back to the person it belongs to, where it came from. You need to give it back to them. And then you need to forgive yourself. Forgiveness is never about the situation. It's never about the person. It is about you being able to unlock or unblock that from in yourself. To unblock this energy within yourself, yes. And then that brings us to harmony. Harmony. I think a lot of us know what harmony is. We can begin to recognize it when we feel it, when we know when we are in harmony with something. You know, we know when we're in tune with that energy. We know when we are in complete harmony with things that are with us and things that are around us. We can feel harmony. We can feel the vibration of it, the energy of it. It's very cosmic. It's very uplifting. Very cosmic, very uplifting. So what happens when we're not in harmony? We start to clash with things. We have disagreements. This is a key, not that the other person, not that you, but if you start to see a pattern of this, this becomes a pattern that you're not in harmony with yourself. Because when you become in harmony with you, that reflection becomes the harmony of everything. That's how you get yourself into that place of harmony. So those are going to be the three components of the cosmic pie and how you can begin to do that. But before we get into that, I want to talk about trigger, because we are talking about a tri word. And so this trigger to start this, how do you start this? How do you begin to get into that place of love? How do you begin to get into that place of forgiveness? And then how do you have that harmony? You have to have a trigger, something that will spark you, something that will get you into that place, something that will get you into that instance of the heart of the matter. This is where a lot of the journaling and reflecting comes into play. It's so that you can begin to start journaling your thoughts down. Sometimes it's difficult if you're in a situation and you're very emotional about it. It's very hard for you to begin to look at these components and even be able to see them. So the heart is actually broken up into, I want to say, about eight components. You have the different arteries, you have the different ventricles, and all of these particular areas are responsible for different parts of our emotional being, different parts of our emotional being, these different chambers, the muscles, everything from the pumping, doing all of these things that are there in our heart. The heart is really the seat of our intelligence. The heart is also, you know, not just the seat of our intelligence, but it's also where our imagination begins. It's where our imagination began. The heart center is also the source of our emotional being. That's where it comes from. You see? This is all of these things of the heart that the heart has, you know? The heart has courage. That's why people say, I need a heart so I can have courage. All of these things comes out of there. When we're looking for resolutions, it doesn't come out of the mind. It comes out of the heart. All of these things. A person's esteem comes out of the heart. All of these things. All of these things are essential part of the heart of the matter, and it has a lot to do with it. The head and the heart really kind of go together. This is what you put in. A lot of what you put in your head is what you're going to get out of your heart. So think about that. What you're putting in your head, what you're putting in your mind is what's going to come out of your heart. The head and the heart, the two brains, the two functioning brains in the body. There was once sort of an experiment that they did where they measured sort of the light coming out of the body and the different organs. And what they did is they didn't, for one experiment, they didn't give anybody anything. They wanted to take them under sort of this x-ray and see if there was light, can there be light being produced from any part of the body? And the light that is coming from the person, coming out of their physical body, they took some monks, had them meditate. The monks began to meditate. And what happened is they seen that the heart lit itself up with light. So when we talk about bringing light, when we say that these things that you're doing is activating light, it really is. It's activating light. So it's about really knowing that what you put in your mind is what you're getting out of your heart. That's the reflection. That's the light that is shining through. That is the light that is coming out of your heart. So cosmic pi. We know the components. Now let's look at what pi is. Pi is really placing intention everywhere. When you begin to place your intention everywhere, within your body, within your mind, within your spirit, this is how you begin to get into that energy. You're placing your intention everywhere. This is how you have the pi. If you only have the pie in your mind but not in your heart, then this is why you're not going to get back what you put out. This is when you're not going to get what you put out. When your mind and your heart don't match. When they cannot come together, when they cannot be in unison with each other. So those are some of the things that I want you to begin to think about. Begin to think about those things. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. as we continue to talk about the cosmic pie and unlocking the keys to the mystery, I would like to hear you guys' thoughts as we continue here. I'm going to be going through some things, also reading some stuff as well, too, some emails you guys have sent me. Remember the heart. The heart manages the relationships that you need to survive. It really is the center of your life force, and that life force as it begins to come into you. So we're going to go to the phone lines at this time, and as we continue here live in the remix, as we get ready to get some other things together and start to do, press 1 if you have a question and let us know. Yes, placing your intentions everywhere within your body. Your intentions need to go. Your pie needs to go within you. Your pie doesn't go outside. Your pie goes within you. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 868. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night. This is Ian Soul calling from Trinidad.
Oh, greetings to you. Greetings, greetings. How are you?
I'm okay. I was just chatting with Sister Monia, so I just wanted to tell her hi.
Okay, beautiful.
Greetings to everybody in the chat room.
You had a question that you wanted to ask?
No. I was just listening. I just happened to be the first question. I don't have any question right now. I just wanted to have been tuning in. It's kind of ironic that you're speaking about the fourth chakra today, because I was more or less listening to some tunes to me meditate on the fourth chakra pretty much for the last, let me say, 2 or 3 days. So it's kind of ironic that you're speaking about that tonight.
There are no accidents. So this is definitely the energy that's in the air tonight. It has a lot to do with this of the fourth chakra. Lots of different relationship challenges going on. Lots of great things in relationships and lots of things. So we know there is definitely no accident that you were listening to those sounds. And there are lots of sounds that you can begin to listen to that will help you to tune to the heart chakra. Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
Is the frequency, I'm just confirming, is the frequency for that, is it 639? Or, I don't know if I have it correct.
It's a lot of different frequencies that go with the heart chakra. You can use different frequencies, different tonalities that you can actually use. The sound is actually yum. Y-A-M, yang or yum. That's what you're going to say. The gland that it's connected with is the thymus gland, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And we know the colors to be the colors green and also the colors pink. The key word is the color I love. So whenever you begin to write sort of those magical statements, you want to begin to get into the energy of starting it out with I love. That's how you begin to get into it. Mm-hmm. I love. So whatever you want to begin to say. Yes, you can do that. That's how you get in.
So that is all. I wish you enjoy the rest of the night, and I love you.
All right, I love you too.
Yeah. All right,
love.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Lotus. Kendra from Louisiana.
Greetings, Kendra from Louisiana. How are you?
Fine, and you? I see that you're talking about the heart chakra and being in the now. And, you know, I told you about one of my experiences, and a whole lot of stuff can happen. But this time I didn't let it really. You hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I said this time I didn't let it get me down. I went out last night. I had fun. And I went to a reggae club and I danced. Girl, I went in the trance. I just want to say I'm in and out and I'm happy.
Well, beautiful. Beautiful. That's it. That's it. Well, it is so good to hear, and it's good to hear that you know how to do those things that you actually need to really begin to help you get into balance. Yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Well,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 647. You're live in the remix.
Hi, Miss Blue. Good night. This is Noni calling. It's really good to talk to you. My question is in regards to children, like your relationship with children. I have, me and my partner have 7 children, and we have pretty much different views in terms of how we discipline them. So I was just wondering, what's your take on it?
Okay, you said you guys have different views on how you discipline the children, and that's causing sort of the disharmony there on what you decide to do when it comes to disciplining the children. Okay, I'll tell you instantly one of the things, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What did you say your name was again?
My name is Noni.
Roman?
No, Noni, N-O-N-I.
Oh, Nolan. Okay. Well, one of the things that I definitely pick up is that you guys' ways of discipline is different, and that is what is actually causing sort of the disharmony there between the two. His is a little bit more aggressive, and yours is a little bit more passive.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's not uncommon. Because, you know, sometimes, and I want you to hear me on this, and certainly I'm not talking about, you know, I know there's a fine line between abuse and this, but you know that as a man, they are going to discipline the children different. And as a woman, we see things different. We do. There's a place that you guys can come together in a step of harmony. And what I would recommend is that you sit down and really begin to think about how you're going to discipline the children. Like, have a real discussion, not at each other, but really begin to talk about this discussion about how you're going to do that, and not base it upon what you think the discipline should be or even the children, but really discipline it on based upon the children, because each one of them have their own unique personalities. And so for one child, really just having a very firm conversation could actually throw their energy off even more.
Right.
So it is about looking at the individual child and just having that conversation with each other. Not so much my way is right and your way is wrong, because both of you guys are right in the way that you want to discipline the children, both of you. One of the key factors that you're not taking into consideration is each one of the children. Not so that they are running the situation, but from the perspective of, we know this one particular child, and we know that disciplining them is going to be, it's going to be a little bit more challenging than per se the little girl.
Right, right.
So take a look at all of those different things and look at it that way. You know, some people in the chat room were saying, I don't know if you're in the chat room.
No, I'm not.
I don't know if you're in the chat room, and that may be a good thing. But they are, you know, saying certain things about discipline. When it comes to disciplining children, just like all of us are on this quest to get to know who we are, we need to get to know who our children are, because they have personalities, they have attributes about themselves, and we need to really attune ourselves if we're going to say that we are being the best parent to them, to give them the discipline that they need. Discipline without lessons doesn't mean anything. Some people are saying spank the child. You can spank them all day. We have a whole society full of angry people that live in this world because they got their ass whooped and they didn't get the lesson. You understand?
Right.
Then we have a whole bunch of men out here that can't stand up for themselves because they got the soft talk and still didn't get the lesson. So it is about making sure that you follow through and that the lesson is shown And even as adults, we have to get the lesson. This is why we keep making the same mistake over and over again. You know, this,
right,
as the saying goes, if you play with a puppy, he's going to lick you in the face. Sooner or later, you're going to get licked in the face with a puppy. But we'll do it anyway.
Right.
We'll play with the puppy, knowing what the puppy is capable of doing. And then when we get licked in the face, we look in with the gas face, how did this happen?
Right, right.
You already know why it happened. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, he believes in spanking and following through with your word. I'm a little bit lenient. I give them chances. I talk to them over and over again. And there comes a point in time when you get tired and it's like, oh, my gosh, maybe I should have spanked them. But we've talked before. We sat down. We talked about it. We have seven, so it's very challenging because there's different personalities. You're right.
But you know what? This really has nothing to do with your children. This doesn't.
Right.
And this is what I want you to see. This really has nothing to do with your children. This is about the relationship you and your man have, you and your husband have. This has nothing
right.
to do with the children. This is about something deeper than this. This is about some of the other obstacles and challenges that you guys have. I really pick up there's a sense of a power struggle going on in the relationship. Well, if there was no power struggle, then the way that he wants to discipline the children, he would be free to do that. And the way that you discipline them, you would be free. So there is a power struggle. Trust me. You definitely should search in that area. It's an underlying power struggle. The children have just become the pawn in where these emotions and these things are being played out to. But really, this has a lot to do with the power struggle in the relationship. It does. So you guys can sit down and y'all can talk to each other every day and you can communicate and you can say, this is how we're going to discipline the children. But when you get ready to do it, it's not going to work for you because there's some other things that have to be clear. When the relationship came together, it was on rocky grounds, correct?
Rocky grounds, because I was getting out of a relationship at that time.
Okay. So here's a suggestion that I want to make, and thank you for being honest here. And I'm not going to go too far because I know this is your personal business, but I know that you definitely need to hear this. Otherwise, you would not call in. And you can change this. This can be brought back into that place of harmony. The first thing that has to happen is you need to go back and renegotiate the agreement, the commitment that you two have to each other, because there was a lot of loose ends of you guys coming together. And this is definitely a beautiful relationship. I feel a lot of love in this relationship, and I see that both of you are committed to working to it. But what happened is that initial blueprint got tainted when coming together, and nobody went back to change it or to fix it or to give clarity to it. So the conversation that needs to happen is to start that conversation about when we first met. Let's talk about some of these things. Let's go back to the core of this. Let's go back to the root of this, when we got together. And let's clear up anything in this area that maybe we didn't take care of before we began to move forward. Once you do that, all of this other stuff is going to be a walk in the park. You're not going to be sitting down arguing about who's taking care, who's disciplining the children, little things about saying certain things and people getting upset, because I see all of this confusion. Now, on the surface, it looks like you guys aren't communicating, but that's so not true. You communicate very well with each other. This goes much, much deeper than this, and I need you to go back to the foundation. And the foundation, once you clear that up, you're going to see that everything else begins to lift itself, and it's going to be very clear for you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well,
all right.
I guess we have some talking to do.
All right.
Thank you
for calling in, and thank you for asking that question. And email us or call us back and let us know how it goes. And, you know, be easy on the babies until then, because this isn't about them.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too. Peace and love. Peace and love. Oh, beautiful. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Please press 1 when you're on the phone line if you have a question. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 323. You're live in the remix, and I guess we're doing Cosmic Pie, Unlocking the Mysteries of the Heart readings tonight. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, 323.
Yes, hello, Ms. Blue. How are you?
I am wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
Yeah, this is Transform, man.
Greetings, Transform.
How are you? I'm glad you're doing well.
I am.
You know, it's funny. I had no idea until like about a couple of hours ago what the show was going to be about. And it's funny because, you know, you talk about synchronicity. And it's, I've been discussing this whole thing about the matters of the heart for the last about 48 hours or so. And, you know, one of the things, and I have to thank you for reminding me that I needed to journal. Many shows ago, you mentioned about journaling, mm-hmm. which I had already been journaling in my dream journal. But I had thought about and planned on doing so, you know, during the waking okay. hours as well.
Right, right.
And, yeah, and I did so, and I've been doing so, and it's been really helpful. And it's not like something I haven't done before, because the first time I started writing in my journal was when I was 13, and that was so many
okay.
years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, one of the things that I was sharing with Kalimar was an experience that I had so many years ago, where I was in a space. I was riding on a bus, and the bus was heading mm-hmm. westward. And it was unseasonably warm. It was in January, and the sun was a blazing orange, bright color, and it was shining mm-hmm. through the front windows of the bus to me in the back and in my face. And I had the window open, and the wind was blowing in my face. And I remember just sitting there, and I was at a level of peace and comfort that I hadn't felt
right.
in a long, long time. And I remember
right,
that
right.
my heart and my mind was in synchronicity.
Yeah.
And I remember throwing out into the universe, I want to be in love and have someone who loves me too. And sure
oh.
enough, it manifested itself.
Yeah,
it wasn't perfect.
Yeah, beautiful.
But
right.
It meant best. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So with the heart and mind is in unison.
Oh yes. Yes, that's an ancient principle, you know. So beautiful. You know, our ancestors recognized that about you know, just really having that heart and that mind connection. They recognized how important it was, so important for everything in our life, for healing, for love, for transformation, for ascension. You know, having the heart and the mind sort of coincide with each other and coming from that place of pure, unconditional love. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. If you want me to do a mini reading on you, I can do that as well if you would like.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Do you have anything that in particular that you would like to talk about or sort of kind of ask a question in or anything, and I can, or you want to, yeah, I'll let you say what you would like to, what direction you would like to know something about.
I'm just curious about the energy that's surrounding me right now in terms of, like, you know, I've really been focusing on intention.
Yeah.
And doing things, I mean, it's also interesting
okay.
you're talking about intention,
so,
but...
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Okay. No. You said you were really focusing on intention. Let me tell you, immediately, Transform Man, when I get into your energy, I do see that color of blue coming from you. Beautiful color of blue, you know, the color that really just comes from the place of the fifth chakra, has a lot to do with communication, all about that. see it very, very prominent, you know, very strong color around you that has to do with blue. I also see the color red, which interesting enough that usually when you look at the heart from a medical standpoint, when you, we usually see it in books and we see it in descriptions, what two colors do you see the veins in? You see them in blue and you see them in red, those two colors. You see those two colors there, which is beautiful. And the two things that that spirit is saying is definitely you're focusing on intention, and I get that, and that's the energy I pick up from you. Here's some of the things that come up for you. The number one thing that spirit is saying, make sure that you free yourself from deception and also envy. Deception and envy. Taking a look at some of the things around you. And let me tell you where the other thing that came up was for recognition and reward. So this means that this energy, the 11, really these two coming together, the blue being more connected with 7, not in the same place as what we do, the chakras, but really with that God consciousness, that this is some of the things that you, why it's important that you keep your focus on your intention, because what else is also that energy that is out there to balance it out has a lot to do with deception and envy. And so make sure that you don't fall prey to that. Seeking those things that is in the root chakra, which is the recognition and the reward. So much work that you've done that people don't know. And oftentimes it goes unrecognized. So let me be the first to say that I do want to thank you for everything that you've done. Recognize you here, you know, for all the work that you've put in for yourself that you've done without wanting any recognition, without wanting any reward, just really coming from that place, like you said, pure in your heart, that experience that you had when you were riding on the bus or riding on the train is to definitely stay in that place. That's where you're going to get the golden success. That's why it came back to mind. You said you remember being in that place and saying, I want someone that I can love and someone that can love me. And sure enough, that manifested because you were able to get into that space, into that energy, and that was very real. It was very untainted, and it was very pure. So that's the energy that is around you. Continue to do your work. It is always a pleasure to hear you on the remix. You have been a big part of just supporting the platform and sharing your growth and showing that you're also doing the work. So I'm very thankful for you calling in tonight and sharing this.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Thank you. I'm holding my heart right now. Thank you. And much love to you and everyone in the Remix family.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Transform Man. And Transform Man, you know you need to change your name. You've already transformed.
Well, some folks know me as Coyote Prophet, so.
Oh, yes. I know Coyote Prophet. If you guys ain't up on Coyote Prophet, you better get with it. Coyote Prophet emails me every day. All right. Peace
Thank
and
you.
Love to you. You're welcome. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Brother Setawayo. I'm from Toledo, Ohio. And
okay,
I'm so... Setawayo from Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, from Ohio. Greetings to you. Greetings to you.
Greetings to you. It's so good to hear your voice. Here's my question. I deal with behaviorally challenged children every day to teach them sciences and math. And then sometimes I come home to an environment dealing with behaviorally challenged adults. And I'm also behaviorally challenged, too. And I was just looking for some maybe personal techniques that you might give to keep that energy up in dealing with some of the negativity that's around me. Because sometimes I try to take shortcuts, and in the process of taking shortcuts, those end up being more damaging to me than if I just sit down and, you know, meditate and focus. And I was just more or less seeing if I could perhaps get some type of personal mini reading right now.
Okay, yes, I would definitely love to do that for you. Let's take a look and see what comes in. And the number one thing that when I get into your energy, I feel that temptation is all around you.
Yes, it is.
All kinds of temptations, and it's beautiful. I'm looking at it. I feel your energy, and you see it there. And what I want you to know is to begin to recognize the difference between a temptation and something that is tempting you, because they're two very different things.
Mm-hmm.
I can have temptation all around me, but they may not all be tempting me to do something. They are just possibilities. And so what has to happen, because what you're doing is constantly give. You see? And you're not taking the moment to get in the pause to receive. And I know that's difficult, particularly from brothers, to receive. So,
well, the times I do receive, I'm accused of being totally selfish.
Well, you know, sometimes that's okay. Sometimes it's okay. And that is actually the recommendation that really Spirit is saying. It's for you to get into that place of truth, that you need to begin to explore some of these things for yourself that you want to be tempted by. If you feel like, you know what, today I don't want to be bothered with anybody. I want to spend the day by myself. I just want to chill out. I want to watch TV. I don't know. I want to get a bowl of, I'll say my favorite, Godiva ice cream, and I just want to eat some ice cream, and I just want to watch some movies. Do it.
Okay. And don't feel guilty about it.
And don't feel no slight guilty about it. What are you feeling guilty for? There's no reason for you to feel guilty. So really this imbalance that you're seeing is just a reflection of you. So you said you deal with emotionally challenged children, and then sometimes you come into an environment where people are emotionally challenged. You yourself starts to feel emotionally challenged. There's no balance there. So when are you going to get with people who are not emotionally imbalanced? When you begin to balance out yourself.
Understood. And how do you share that and get that information to others who, I know it's, I almost know the answer to it myself, but sometimes, you know, you really care about some other people and you really want them
when
to.
You really, yes, I do get it. Here's how you get it to other people. You let them see your light, and they're going to be coming up to you saying, man, what you doing? You got a glow about you. You got another little, you know. You tell them, this is what I did.
Okay.
I started taking care of me. I started to invest that time within myself in things that I wanted, things that you desire. Desire comes from that place of the heart, too. So that's the first place that you got to come from. When you begin to be that change, then others will see the change in you, and they're going to want to know what you're doing, you see. They're going to want to know, how did you do it? How are you not disgruntled all the time?
Understood.
You're a peaceful brother by nature, but you take the hit in your heart, and that's what people don't know about you. You take in the hit in your heart. You don't have to take the hit. You don't. And this is the time for you to begin to walk out and explore some of those temptations, you know, without guilt. Yes. So let us know how it goes. You know, don't get in too much trouble out there, but let us know how it goes.
In about another couple of months, I'm going to be coming to you for that sacred reading. But also sometimes, I don't want to take up all the time, but you gave another excellent topic, too, about kryptonite and how people should really, sometimes you might want to talk about that, because even just you saying it, how you know there's some things you know you shouldn't deal with, but you end up dealing with
them
anyway, and some ways of combating those perhaps negative temptations.
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah. Mhm. That's what it is, exactly what it is. But then there are some things that, you know, that is a little bit of temptation that we do need to explore, and we have to ask ourselves, why won't we do it? Why won't you take time for yourself?
Okay.
Why won't you do it? Why won't you, you know, buy those pair of shoes for yourself? Why won't you do it? You'll do it for somebody else.
Indeed.
So this is really a lot about what we're talking about, sort of taking a bite of the cosmic pie. It's about placing your intentions everywhere within your mind, your body, and your soul, your spirit, placing it there. Your soul knows it. The spirit activates it. It's about placing it back into yourself so you can unlock the mystery. The heart has a bigger job than just love. When we think about the heart, we think only of love. The heart is also about giving and receiving. That's the exchange. If you're not receiving, then you're not really loving. You're really just still in that place of your mind. It becomes a false perception of what we call love.
Sometimes you feel that you're so strong that you really don't need to receive, that you prefer to give out. Maybe it's just we caught up in sometimes all, you know, that,
and
macho
this is
image.
This is definitely a paradigm for our brothers. It's a paradigm for the warrior. So here's a suggestion. Go get you a full body massage because you have to be in the position where you are receiving. Allow somebody to touch your body, and I guarantee you, you will be able to find your way on how to receive.
Understood, Sister Blue.
Yes.
Thank
Peace
you.
And love. Thank you for calling in. Big shots out to Ohio. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Hey, this is Cass from Brooklyn.
Who is it?
Cass from Brooklyn.
Cass from Brooklyn. Greetings to you. Greetings, greetings.
Hey, well, I was just, well, where do I start? Well, let me tell you some things, and I just would like your feedback, if that's okay. Well, where do I start? Well, me and my ex-wife are going through things, and actually I see me on two different levels. Like, she's a hardcore Christian, Jesus all the way, And me, I'm into other things. Like, for instance, like I showed up a picture of Baphomet, and she asked me, like, why am I worshiping this, that, and the third? And I don't even go into it. And, like, but we have, you know, some beautiful daughters, and I want the family unit. But at the same time, I mean, if we're going to clash on, like, she's hardcore. It's like she was, like, a youth minister and everything. Like, and I don't know what to do. And, I mean, you see me, so, I mean, what you think?
Yeah. Well, definitely, I'll tell you this, and thank you for sharing that. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. Here's one of the things that is coming up, and this is really about the energy that we're talking about. The first thing that comes up for you is really love beginning. Even though it seems like this relationship is coming to an end, actually where you guys are, you're really at the beginning of your love. This is the place where you sort of kind of get challenged with the beginning of love because you're being forced to love each other on a whole nother level. You understand? Not based upon these superficial things, because love really is the only thing that really conquers everything. Love is the only thing that is real. So I want you to remember that, because I know you have a lot of love in your heart for her, and I know she has a lot of love for you. And even though you have these beautiful children together, one thing I can tell you that is true. Children don't keep people together. We know that. And you never do it for the children. You never do it for the children, not under that, because in so many cases we have our children in a situation where they have actually been damaged by people trying to force something to gel together that have really transcended itself to a whole nother level. So I want you to begin to think about where your love is and ask yourself the question, is this really about sort of this difference in opinion? Is it really just about this? Is it really just about because she's in the church and you're over here playing around with Baphomet? Is it really about that? Or if we remove those two elements, we can see other remnants of things that happened. And what happened, this is the energy that came up, is that both of you transformed yourself right before each other. You did that.
Yeah.
And so now you're in the position where there is, just like the other couple that called in, it's some power struggles going on. But it really has nothing. It's almost like cloaking yourself behind these things. You're cloaking behind consciousness, and she's cloaking herself behind Christianity, and that's what you're standing on. So if you remove those two elements, you're telling me that everything would be beautiful, this would be the most wonderful relationship, and y'all would be happy and in love?
No.
Not so much. There's other things, right? So
Yeah. That's
what I want you to focus on. I don't want you to focus on your transformation, because that's going to happen regardless. Nothing is constant but change. So I want you to focus on those things that really had nothing to do with before both of you transformed yourself. And talk about those things. This isn't really about you looking at Baphomet, and this isn't about her saying Jesus is her Savior. That's not what this is about. So don't make it that. You know, come back to the real heart of the matter and really begin to talk about those things. A good reflection to do is to go back and think about why you two got together in the beginning. Before there were children, before there were your friends, and before there were her friends, before her mama and daddy start getting in the relationship, before all of these people became experts about what you two knew that was within your heart. See, because that doesn't lie to anybody.
Yeah.
That's what you begin to get yourself back into. And once you come back to that place, then you can work through anything. So whatever the outcome is, because ultimately you get to decide. This is a decision for you to make. You are coming to that crossroads where eventually you're going to have to make a decision on what you're going to do. But let it be based on something that's coming from your heart, which is connected to your higher self, versus those things that is coming from your mind that is not connected with it. Because your heart knows how to tap into that divine universal love. And it knows what's in the best interest for you and everything that is connected with you. And when you can come from that place, then you can begin to speak. You can speak from a place of love. This isn't about the new hotness. It isn't about the words that you know. It isn't about the knowledge you're learning, even though that's important. It's not about quoting a Bible verse. You are there, and this has a lot to do with what I talk about in my audio workbook about let's get naked, real naked. To see when you're naked, there's nothing you can hide about. It's just you, and it's just what you're dealing with. So first, get naked with yourself. After you get naked with yourself, then you can begin to get naked there. It's not about being perfect. And I know that's what you beat yourself up on. And so in this consciousness, you have allowed yourself to become somewhat perfect, and it makes you feel good. This is not a mistake. You're supposed to be here. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. But at the same time, I smoke weed, and I like to drink. And I feel I do these things to tap into, you know, it's like a, you know what I mean? I tap into myself with it, you know?
Right.
And a lot of people wouldn't agree with that, but I feel like it's just some human stuff. Like, it's all human anyway. We all up out of here. So I mean, F it. Let me do it.
Yes, and I understand that. And let me give you these words as they're given to me. And I'm really, really, I thank you for being able to receive them, because I know that definitely at the end of the day, we're all speaking to ourselves. I know I'm definitely, you know, taking in my own reflection from this, and hopefully everybody does. Two things. Nobody came back here, first thing, that they're so spiritual that you don't belong here. One. And then the other thing is that you came back to be Clark Kent and Superman, and they're both important. So you can't excuse your responsibilities away by saying you're conscious and this is a wrap, so therefore I ain't got to do nothing. I can smoke weed and get high all day. you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to ascend. I'm trying to get up out of here. So this is my path. You understand? That's not what this is about. This is about you coming here to do the work that you came to do. And that's what you're missing, my brother. You don't know your purpose. Because your purpose is not for you to get out of here, because you said it yourself. We're all getting ready to get out of here. So if we're all going anywhere anyway, then how could that be your purpose? You only got cast out with that? So here's what your woman is saying to you. She's not upset at you because you are over there dealing with Baphomet, because trust me, I deal with lawyers, I deal with doctors, brothers who are professional athletes, brothers who work in the music industry, brothers who are everyday brothers out here hustling, brothers who are working. You understand? But they're handling their business. And their women that they're with do all kinds of things, from being Buddhist to being Christian, from being Jehovah's Witness, from being all kinds of things. And they're not having these problems. So know that even though that can put a strain on the relationship, let's not take consciousness and make this a pass. I hate that word anyway. It's some old trauma. old trauma when someone tells me I need a pass for something. You don't need a pass. And you don't get a pass here. It's about you putting in the work, but putting in the work wholeheartedly. Giving 100%. I know there are some things that happened to you. I know certain things didn't go the way that you've seen them to go. And this is really where you're putting a lot of your focus and your energy. And that's good. You should continue to do that. But the main thing is know that you also have to play Clark Kent here. When you're the one who knows, you're the one who is responsible. So that means for your children, that means for your family, and anything else that you consider yourself to be a gatekeeper on, you do not get to say, I get to get high, I get to drink, and that's good for me. If you want to do it and it's working for you, take my words, as Brother Panic say, and pay no mind to it. It didn't cost you nothing. But if you want to get true success, this is about you really getting into your business. Wholeheartedly getting into your business. You want to tap in for real, and see what you can do to not only just raise yourself back up, but also help to raise your family up too. Because that's your responsibility. Not because Miss Blue says, because you said that's your responsibility.
Yeah.
And once you begin to take that energy and you put it there, then that's when you're going to get success. That's when what you do doesn't matter. You know, think about this. And brothers out there, you guys can bear witness. Have you ever been with a woman, a girl, that you could do anything in the world and it didn't matter to her? She was standing by your side. Standing by your side. So this is about you believing in you. So you want to know why people next to you aren't believing in you? Because you stopped believing in you a long time ago. And that's the place you got to get back to. You have to believe in you. And when you do that, then you will see that reflection in everything, in everyone, and everyone around you. So I love you. I have nothing to gain from telling you not to get high every single day or not to get drunk. I'm not here to preach that sermon to you. I'm not here to tell you that. But I will tell you this, and I said this on the show before. I've dealt with so many different brothers and sisters that this getting high thing, or what we think is weed, which now have been so tainted, it is at the lowest level it can possibly be, that they have literally lost half of themselves. They become stuck into a different dimension, and they cannot come back. There's other ways that you can do that. So if you're listening to the remix and you hear the things that we talk about on the show from all the guests, from even Brother Wayne Chandler that was just recently on, from myself, from Brother Bobby Hemmett, from Brother Panic, who has the Panic Pack, that does the same thing, but it doesn't have those effects on your body. It is so many other ways that you can tap in. You don't want to be involved in this human stuff? Then don't allow this human stuff to take you down. Because you can't tell me that what you're trying to do is release this human stuff and you're doing it with some real human actions. Because we know what happens to brothers that get high and drink all day. We know what happens. We know what happens to the women that are with them. We know what happens to the babies that are with them. We know what happens to the mothers and fathers that are with them. We know what happens to our communities when it gets with them. We know what happens to them. So this is an opportunity for you to just shake this shit off and really get back to business. because you have so much light within you. I can feel your light within you. I can feel your energy. But I really want you to hear these words clear, very, very clear, because you're at a critical point, and you know that you're going to have to make some decisions here pretty quick. Correct?
Yeah.
And these decisions that you have to make pretty quick, you're going to have to decide which road you're going to take. If you truly want to be on the left-hand path, then get into your business. You know, really use that energy, all of that energy that you have. Get into your business and begin to tap in that way so that you can begin to tap your way and find these things out. You can always contact me to get a reading if you want to. You can contact Brother Panic. You can contact Brother Bobby Hemmett. We have so many ways for you to tap in. You a brother that want to tap in, we can tap you till you get tapped out. For real.
Yeah.
And it's so many people who are tapping in. This is what the Remix family is about. So tap in for real, you know? Tap in for real, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, I love you.
I love you, too. And I want you to email me and let us know how that's going as well. So peace and love to you over there. I know you're going to do what you got to do. Everybody's sending you big ups and big love out there. So,
Ashe.
Ashe. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller as we continue here live in the Remix. Cosmic Pie. Anybody want to slice the keys to unlocking the mysteries of your heart? That's what we're talking about here live in the forum. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 225. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oh, wow. I just caught a thought.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Lovely Creation calling from Baton Rouge.
Okay, greetings to you, Lovely Creations. How are you calling from Baton Rouge?
I'm doing fine today. I hear everyone's calling in with their issues, so I figured I'll call in with my biggest issue.
Okay. All right.
I've noticed for a while that I kind of have an issue with females. I don't know what it is, but I always seem to clash. And, I mean, I know that that's a reflection of me, but at the same time, I've been, like I said, I've noticed it for a while, but I just don't know how to overcome this. I just, every time I try, something pulls me back, you know?
Right. Well, you know, I will definitely tell you this, Lovely. I think that's something as women we all have dealt with on some level. And it's actually a conversation that I had, you know, with some brothers a couple of days ago, actually. And it sort of kind of led to this, this thing between us women. And one of the things that I can tell you of why this is, and then we're going to talk about some of the things personally, because for each one of us, our experiences are different, and how we've lived this has been very, very different as well, too. So we're going to talk about this in a couple of ways. One of the things that it is that us as women, and this was something that Brother Bobby Hemmett sort of kind of explained to me one time. We have our own universe that lives within inside of us. And when you think about how big and powerful a universe is, you really don't want anybody else coming in your universe. Neither do you need anybody else to really come in your universe. You really don't. You're kind of self-contained on some levels. That's one side, if we look at it spiritually. The other side of it is, it has a lot to do with sort of the reflections that we've seen from our mothers, from our friends, from our community, and we know ourselves. You see, we know ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to trick yourself. You know what I mean? If I was to say to you, Lovely, do you want to go get some ice cream? And you know you don't want to go get some ice cream. It's kind of hard for you to trick yourself. that's a big part of it. It's hard for you to trick yourself. So when you see that reflection of yourself, it's hard to just kind of say, I don't recognize that. I don't recognize that. And then also, we are the receivers as women, our energy. When we're in our purest sense of our energy, even when we're at our lowest, we are still in that place of receiving. So when you're receiving, you're not looking for another receiver. You're looking for something that is the giver, right? You're not looking for the receiver. You're looking for the giver. So hanging out, being around, this connection, a lot of women feel, I don't need to be around a whole bunch of receivers. I need a giver because I'm the receiver. So that's a big part of it, just to kind of keep it on the skimmy. But here's one of the things that I'll tell you, that as you begin to foster different relationships, the number one thing to do is to find sort of those sisters that have sort of a like mind, not the same mind, like mind. And it's very different than finding somebody who is really doing the same thing you're doing. That's not a like mind. We don't have to do the same thing to be like-minded. It's going to be a natural progression when you meet someone or you come in contact with sisters that you can begin to form this bond. I will tell you, it is possible because I build with some amazing, very honest, very beautiful, very true, not backstabbing, not competition sisters all over the world. I do. But I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that the other sisters out there are there as well, too. But you can't worry about them. Focus your attention on those sisters that you want to build with. Because some of them don't want to come with their honesty. And some of them you don't want to give your honesty to. But remember, even in that, you're looking at a part of your reflection there. That's a part of you. That's a part of your reflection that you don't want to deal with, that you don't want to see, that you don't want to be a part of, that you don't. Some people come into your life to remind you of what you don't want to be. So I'm not so invested in everything is my reflection. Something is a reflection to remind me that's not what you want to be. So take that in your heart and set your intention, because I remember when I was young and I would say, oh, you know, sisters can't get along and blah, 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 blah. That's going to always be true for you. So really just open your heart and say, I know that some like-minded sisters like myself are out there. I know it is some sisters that I can begin to connect with, that can connect with me. And you will see that you'll be able to connect with those sisters that really have sort of that same liked mind when it comes to dealing with that particular energy. Think about it. You felt comfortable calling in asking me. So there are sisters out there, many more. So that's where it is. That's where it is. You can't worry about those ones that don't want to be true. You don't even want to bring that into your cipher. And you don't have to. And they can be all around you. You just don't have to connect yourself with them. And they're to be respected and learned from as well, too. But really just focus your attention on staying pure and your intention and what you want to do. And they will come. The group will come if it be a sisterhood. The connections will come. You'll be able to meet that person. All of those things will begin to happen. They'll all begin to happen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering if I can get a little mini reading before I got off the line.
You sure can, but that was your mini reading right there, sweetie. But if you have another question, you sure can.
I feel like,
you
yeah,
sure
that was pretty deep.
But yes, you can ask another question. You can. Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is.
Okay. I've recently chosen a new profession where I feel like I could help others while helping myself. I just wanted to see where do you see that going for me?
Okay. I do see you going into a new profession. Tell me something about it, because I do see something that deals with your hands. And what are you going to be doing?
Yeah, I'm actually going to school to be a massage therapist.
There it is. That's what I picked up. Okay, beautiful. I think this is going to be great for you. One of the things that you have to do, you must do, and you're right, this is going to help you. You're going to need, and this is going to be successful for you, but one of the things, lovely, that you're going to be challenged with is solitude, because you're going to need to spend some time by yourself. Mm-hmm. Solitude. That means you're going to have to be very focused, and you're going to have to sometimes just be alone.
Thank you. I kind of already knew that, but
Yes, for confirmation. Seriously, that came from spirit. And the other thing is rest. You're going to need rest and rejuvenation for you. So you have to be in that good place to get that rest and rejuvenation. But you're going to have some moments of solitude. It's not going to be forever. You're still going to be able to get up and go hang out with your friends and do certain things. You're going to do that. But really, I know you want this, because I can see how you want this. Begin to really set your intention. Sit down, and I want you to begin to write this out as if you finished the class, you finished everything, you got your certification, and you're working in this. And that's where I want you to take some time. Make sure you meditate. Take these things in. Begin to meditate. But you're going to need those times of just being by yourself to do this. And that's going to be a challenge for you. But you can do it. I know you can. And this is a good move for you. But you're going to have to really kind of organize your day. I know that's sometimes tricky, because you like to just kind of look, go with the wind. But you're going to have to be a little bit more structured going into this.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right. Well, once you graduate, I need you to call me, because I may be heading down that way, and I'll come by and see you. So let us know. We want to support you. We have a lot of massage therapists that is in this community that do all kinds of things. And so, you know, definitely hit the Remix family page up when you need that extra little support, and we're going to be there for you as you continue on your mission and your journey. Okay?
All right. You know I will.
All right. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 404. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Greetings.
Hi,
yes.
Hello.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please? I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay. This is Griff. Griff from Atlanta. I want to give a big shout out to you, Brother Panic, Bobby, everybody who just put out this information for us. I want to just, first of all, to give you all a big thanks.
Okay, beautiful.
You're picking up my energy, I know. So I don't really know, like, you know, what kind of question I really have. I just need to understand myself a little bit more, and I think I need a little joke, because I feel like I got a lot of gifts, and I'm just holding myself back, and I want to kind of understand why am I, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. And thank you, Griff. Thank you for calling in. And yes, I do feel your energy. And so let's get right to it. I know you're a brother that really just likes to go straight in. So gotta love the brothers. So here we go. Griff, the number one thing, when I immediately get into your energy, I see the color red.
Mm-hmm.
And red definitely is about passion. You're passionate, brother. It's about desires. Red also has a lot to do with red has a lot to do with transformation, you know. Red also has a lot to do with anger. And red also has a lot to do with fear. So what's really going on at this time, and I want you to kind of pay close attention to this, and this is going to do me well, Griff, to tell you this, because this was something that was shared to me. So I'm going to pass this on to you, and Spirit just kind of dropped it in my lap right now. So we both get to hear this together for the first time, and everybody listening and anyone out there that's sort of dealing with this energy too. But this has a lot to do with power. With power.
Okay.
And really recognizing and understanding what is true power. True power is not something that bullies. True power isn't something that forces something to happen. True power actually doesn't move. Power doesn't move. Power stays exactly where it is, and you will watch everything else just fall into it. Power doesn't run all over the place. Power isn't trying to make things. Power doesn't hustle. It doesn't have to. That's why it's power. Power is also the ability, and I want you to hear this, Chris, the ability to say no. The ability to say no to some things in your life. That's power. So what Spirit is saying right now, that there's some things that you got to say no to. And this is how you're going to get yourself. Say it again.
I said a lot of things, but I'm
listening. A lot of things. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I'm listening though, Ms. Blue. I'm listening.
Yeah, I know you're listening. So really, I want you to begin to think about that and really focus your attention. Look over where you are at this present moment, things that are really coming up, and ask yourself, are you in the position of power? You know, we like to say standing, you know, stand on your square, but make sure you're on top of the square and you're not in the box, because the square is a box. And sometimes when we think we're standing on our square, the fact is we're standing in the square. You got to get on top of the box.
Okay.
So this is about you recognizing that you do have power. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to take it. You don't have to force it. You don't have to flaunt to show you got it. You got to know you got it. Get it? Know you got it. That's how you know you got power, because you can say no. Power says no. So recognize that to get into your power. And what you're entering into at this particular time, Griff, which is a great place for you, is you're about to step, you're kind of left foot forward into new beginnings. So you're about to start doing things, new ways, new things. New things are going to come to you, but they can't come to you because right now you're the yes man. You understand? You think you got all the power, but in fact, you the yes man. You're just saying yes, 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 yes. I can do it. Yes, yes, yes. I got it. Yes.
Now you're saying like, okay, you're right. It is correct, because I've been monitoring, you know, myself first, and before I do anything or anybody else in my life, I try to, you know, go through my stuff. So, and I realized that, you know, like you said, my passion and all this stuff gets caught up because, you know, I don't want to, you know, just hurt people, but they need it, you know, just like I need it sometimes. You just need the truth.
Right, right.
And,
right.
Like as far as you saying, yeah, is that like in my personal relationship with my mate, or is that like, with everything, you know, is that, you know,
okay.
That's like,
yeah, yeah, that's let's just go ahead and say that's everything. Yeah, that's everything. How you want to balance that color out, and I want you to begin to focus on the color pink. You have a lot of red in your aura, and I want you to bring pink in. And pink is really going to help you to tap into that energy of the heart chakra, to come more from the place of your heart and not your mind, and begin to speak from that place. Yes, and know your power. Know your power. Know it.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blue. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you, Griff, down there. Holding it down. All right, peace. All right, we're going to continue. We're live in the remix, and we're going to go to the caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 405. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Who's on the line, please?
Oh, okay. I'm on the line. I can't believe it. Okay, my name is Patricia, and I'm out here in Oklahoma.
Okay, greetings, Patricia.
Hi. Hi, Miss Blue.
Hi.
Oh, Miss Blue. I really got a chance to start learning who you were and everyone else last year. So it's been a beautiful journey for me. But what I would like to know, what spirits do you pick up around me?
You want to know what spirit I pick up around you? Spirit. Hold on. Hold on a second. That's a little different shift in energy, but we can do that. Not a problem. And when you say spirit, really, I'll tell you the first thing that comes to mind for me is that you're looking basically to make contact with one of your immediate ancestors. Yes or no for me, please?
Am I looking for contact from one of my immediate ancestors? Is that what you're asking?
Well, yeah, someone that's connected to you, yes. Patricia,
maybe.
Are you still there? Either your phone is breaking up or mine's.
It's probably mine. It's not the best.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Stay right there, because you want to know what spirit is around you. You want to know what, I'm laughing in the chat room, pay me no mind. You want to know what spirit is around you. I'll tell you this first, because I know your question is actually somewhat different than I'm actually getting. I do see a woman that is, an older woman that is connected with you. Let me ask you a question. Has your mother made her transition?
Yes, she has.
Okay, so let me ask you this about your mother. When your mother made her transition, was this due to some sort of cancer illness?
Yes.
Okay, so this is her. One of the things I can tell you is that your mother's passed away. Tell me, has it been more than 3 to 5 years since she passed away?
Yeah, it's been about 10 years now.
About 10 years, okay. It's been more than 10 years. Okay. Is there somebody else that may have been just like a mother to you, sort of close to a mother that has passed away within that time frame?
No, I've never had no one to take me under their wing. No.
Okay. All right. Well, for some reason, I feel like the time period may not have been there, but we're not going to get stuck there. But I do see a woman, and this woman is showing me. Now, are you the only child?
No, I'm I'm not the only child, but I am the last of all of my family, that my immediate family. All my sisters, and I only have one sister, had two brothers, my mother and my father, and everyone is gone.
Right.
Except for me.
Okay, so that, stop. Yeah, stop right there. I'm sorry, because it's just coming through, so I'm just going to tell you right now, because what your mother is showing me is that you're the only one. So now that makes sense to me. You're the only one that is still alive. You're still the only one that is still here. So, yes, your mother is around you. She is there. And one of the things that I want you to know, because there is something, there's some energy between you and your mom that you feel like you guys have not resolved something that has to do with you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? I don't want to get, you know, we're on the air, so I just want to say that you feel like there was an unresolved issue that you wish you could have talked about, you guys could have worked through a little bit more before her transition. Yes or no? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay, so your mother is definitely around you, and she is there to support you. One of the things that she's telling me, it has something to do with some room in your house. Do you have, like, a room in your house that you, I don't know, what's going on? Is it, like, a storage place? Are you putting stuff in there? What is, like, a room that's not being used? Does that make sense to you when I say that to you?
No.
No,
because I'm in what you call a one room apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. One,
so
yeah. So all of it is used because it's only one room.
Well, she's showing me this one room that's not really being used. There's something about it in this one room that is not being used. I want you to, I'm not going to stay there, but it has something to do with this one room, and she's saying that basically what you're doing is you're kind of wheelchairing yourself away and you're just storing things in this room. So does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah. I would agree with that to a certain extent, yes.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. Your mother is definitely saying that know that she is around you. She does support you, and she does want you to see this fly. She wants you to move. She wants you to have a bigger dream than you have right now. That is really what her wish is for you and the rest of your family. They want to see you soar. They want you to have a bigger dream than this, because for some reason you've taken all of these things and you've held them into yourself. So the one room, you being the last child, this is her hope for you, is that you can begin to spread your wings and sort of get out of this room, this cluttered room that is holding these memories, and this energy is somehow pulling you down.
Wow. Okay.
All right. And so I know that wasn't your idea of a question of energy. When you said spirit, you really kind of wanted to know the energy around you, and we can do that too. But I did see your mother, and once she said only child, that makes sense. Sometimes these things come through, and they're not very, very clear on how it is. It's not an exact science on that, but definitely that would be it. Let me ask you, who is Ruby? Do you know somebody named Ruby?
No.
Okay. Just kind of ponder that name and see if something comes up. That name just came up about someone named Ruby, Rudy, Judy, because sometimes something in that nature, if any of those make sense to you, and just kind of reflect on it a little bit. Sometimes things after the call, they, you know, when things are coming through, it comes back to the person and it makes sense. So, yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So what was your other question?
Yeah, well, okay, I can understand my mother being around me. Okay. But I want to know, is there any other spirits around me? Is there some positive spirits around me? Not saying that I'm bleak and positive. I'm just...
No. I get it. And I know exactly what you mean. That's why I said some unresolved issues. But know that those things are resolved, and your mother definitely is one of your biggest fans that is around you. I'll tell you right now, the goddess that is around you is the goddess White Tara. And the White Tara is all about sensitivity. Sensitivity. White Tara. You definitely want to work with this energy. She's the goddess that is around you right now. And I'll tell you, whenever the White Tara comes up, she comes up for a couple of different reasons. She comes up because of things that are happening in your life at this particular time. She's the goddess of sensitivity, and this is about you recognizing that you're in a very sensitive time because you're actually getting ready to go to another stage in your consciousness. You're about to transcend yourself to the next level in your consciousness, provided that you begin to get into this work. Some things to avoid: you want to make sure that you're not around a loud crowd. You don't want to be around a whole bunch of people with a lot of different energy. You may have even noticed that when you come around that energy, it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yes. As you may know, with a lot of conscious people and a lot of us who have came into consciousness, I was able to get a lot of the pieces of the puzzle put together when I began to listen to your radio show and the other guests that come on. They put a lot of the puzzle together. So it has really helped me just to strengthen myself.
Beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful.
To be able to deal with all the, what I consider a lot of monotony and mundane things that's going on.
Yes.
So I don't really interact with a lot of people, period.
Right.
And I do that, I call myself doing it, is to keep my sanity.
And that is a part of it. And this is what you'll even find for with the White Tara being around with you. You can Google her and study about her. She actually, is the Hindu mother goddess. She's the mother goddess of creation. And she's the face of a lot of the female face of the female Buddha. And so this is some of the energy that you want to begin to get into. She really, what she does is she really supports you and really helping to live a long and peaceful life. This is what she does. She helps support you in this. Yes.
Oh,
okay. So definitely.
White Tara?
White, W-H-I-T-E, Tara. Tara comes in many different colors, and the different colors symbolizes just the level of consciousness that they bring to the planet and the energy that you'll begin to work with. So, yes, Google her, study some things about her. She really represents those things of purity, maturity, and also compassion, and really showing you to have that for yourself and really taking you to get you into the place to begin to honor those things, because you have a very sensitive nature about you, and you're very sensitive to the energy on the planet, different energies that are around you. And so this is a way that you can actually begin to tap in. And so you can begin to work with this energy of the White Tara. So yes, definitely. You want to Google her, study her story, study her mythology, and begin to work with her, because she's the goddess that is around you at this particular time for you, as well as the other goddess, which is your mother.
Okay. This is good. This is real good. Okay.
Thank
you, Ms. Blue. I really appreciate this. Yeah, I needed to know it because I do walk alone, period. And that's in everything, every part of my life, everything. Even though I've had two children and they're grown, they're doing quite well.
Beautiful.
But my consciousness was a little different. My mother is the one who brought me into consciousness at five.
Beautiful.
She was
beautiful.
A black sister. And
yes,
she knew the difference, and she knew exactly what was going on. But it was a lot of confusion because, as you already know, the United States put a lot of faces on a lot of things, and you have to figure all that stuff out. So you don't always know the right way to go one way or the other. You just do the best you can. And that's one thing that mother did.
Yeah.
She did the best she could with the little knowledge that she had. Now, if she had the knowledge that we got today, I'd probably already be up there with who? Atuma? No telling. But it would be beautiful. I mean, it's really nice. So I'm going to look her up, White Tara, and see all the information that she can give me. Because, yes, I'm ready to transform. If I could magically, well, I'm working on that magic. It's to be able to do it on this level. But, you know, I know that that's not the total outcome. I want to be able to think it and have it and do it, period.
There it is. That's right. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, sharing that. It was a pleasure to connect with you. Make sure you let me know how it goes. You can always email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Peace and love to you. All right. Peace and love.
Peace and love to you. Thank you, warm spirit. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Aw, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 860. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello? Hello?
Greeting. Yes, greetings. Hello? Who's on the line, please?
This is Chill Rock calling from, Will calling from CT, Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut. Basically, I don't know. It's like, I'm into my studies and everything, you know, probably not as much as I could be. But I don't know. I feel like everything else, I'm just so, like, I'm like me and my kids, like, I don't have a zest for much. I don't know. Just like on a whole, I'm just like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm held back somehow.
Right. Okay. Yes, definitely can feel you there. I want to tell you about some energy that came up for you. The first thing that definitely came up for you was the heart chakra. Okay, we need to get into that. And this is what we're talking about on the show tonight, really how to activate these things of the cosmic pie, about placing your intention everywhere. Here's something that you should know. You have been working in this particular area, and this is almost like, you know how sometimes when you're trying to get to the bottom of something, you have to kind of dig down a little deep and begin to bring things up from the bottom to begin to work with them so that you can. I want you to get yourself a rose quartz crystal and work with it. Have you worked with crystals yet?
I have crystals. I made a few organ energy devices.
Okay, you have some organite energy, and that is amazing to work with as well, but I want you to get you a rose quartz crystal.
Rose quartz, all right.
Rose quartz.
All right. I have a small piece. I probably could get a bigger one, like a small tumble piece.
Well, that's fine. It'll work. So I want you to get it nice, all charged up, you know, clear the energy in it, get it charged up. If you've had it for a while, take some time and really begin to clear the energy so you can work with it as well, too. And so the reason you want the rose quartz crystal, because what it's going to do, it's going to take all of that negative energy, and I'll tell you how to work with it. And it's going to replace your negative energy with love. It's going to release those emotions and those pains. Because what's happening at this time, Jill Rock, is these are some of the pains that came up when you were 5 and when you were 6.
Right.
You see? This is not pain from what is happening right now, but this is pain when you were 5 and 6 years old, when you really couldn't express yourself the way that you need to, when that reflection of that love that you needed to see and you needed to receive, you weren't able to get back. And so this is what's happening.
Right. There were so many people in the house.
Say it again.
So much of us. I said it was so much of us in the house. It was like hard to get that individual time.
Yeah. Yes, It is. And so, you know, this is where I want you to, and I'm glad that you were able to, you know, you're able to receive this. I want you to take yourself into some meditations. But the meditations that I want you to take yourself into is not to go back into the past. Sometimes our misnomer is to stay in our past and feel that we have to really 100% understand the past in order for us to move forward, be present, or be in the future. And that's not true. I want you to meditate on going into the future. I want you to go into where you want to be. But first, I want you to work with the energy of the rose quartz crystal, which is connected directly to the heart chakra, right? It's going to help you to release, replace this negative energy with love, and help you to release some of these emotional and pains that you have, and help you get into that place of harmony in the relationship while you're working on these wounds. Some of the things I want you to do with your own children, with people around you that you love, is I want you to begin to tell some of these stories of when you were at that age, when you were 5 and 6, but not express it in the place of love, but really begin to see this, because what's happening is your own children are starting to mimic you.
They're
mimicking what happened to you at that time. This is where we start to talk about what people like to call those patterns. See, you're living in the cycle right now, and you're in the best position ever, because you have the opportunity to see this go full circle, and you'll have the opportunity to heal the inner child in you. So an exercise that I want to give you, and I gave this exercise to one of the brothers a while back when I did this, and that is, I want you to get on the floor, and I want you to play on the floor. That's what I want you to do. Take about 30 minutes a day, cut on some cartoons. I want you to get down on the floor. I want you to get out some coloring books, some cards, whatever kind of toys, and I want you to play. You have to begin to heal that inner child within you. And while you're doing that, you're also going to be able to heal the children in your life as well, too. And then for the next 4 days, I want you to take a bath, light your incense, get you some music, whatever you want to do. Just get yourself in a nice chill, hence your name, chill mode. And
chill
I
rock.
Want you, your yeah, chill rock. Yeah. I want you to get in the chill rock mode, and I want you to get into the bathtub, and I want you to take yourself into the future, and I want you to see all of these things being released from you. You can even take your rose quartz crystal, and you can put it in the bathtub with you. You can charge it up, and you can also put it with a clear quartz crystal, because that's going to amplify it, and put it in the tub, and I want you to release these things. Once you wash yourself up and you let the water go down the drain, I want you to stand in the tub and watch it. Imagine all of those things that is not a part of you, not a part of the man, not a part of the God that you've become, that is no longer a part of you. You're not 5, you're not 6 anymore. So you're able to give and receive love. And I want you to release all of those things that have nothing to do with you and let them go down the drain. So you definitely need to make sure for the next 4 nights in a row you take a bath. And then I want you to email me and let me know what you get.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome. You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Same to you, Ms. Blue. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. All right. That's Chill Rock, you guys. Don't that sound like that should be something? Chill Rock? Chill Rock. That's a song. Chill Rock. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. We have about 30 minutes left to go. I see lots of callers on the phone line, so we're going to get right to it. Let's go. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 719. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Confused Prodigy, Sunshine Weirdo, Master Grandson, Juju Daddy, Schizo, G-Money, Julian Trouble, Jules Nigga, Isogenic Tsunami, Jewel Walker, Mr. Julian, Jamestown, Julian, Sean Jr., Tanel Athino, Julian James, Jerome, Bob, Light, Perrier, Sushi, Jayla P, Almost Him, Jordan, Baby Boy, Paul, Cuz, Just G, JP, Him, JG, DJ, BAH, Carlo, Colorado, Junior, Water, Lil Roach, Jay Weezy, Sean, Mr. Gray Scratch, Man of God, Amazing Water, Anti-Water, H2OP, Brother, Already Him, G, July, Julian, Jew, Artist, Julie, The Nightmare, Yes Man, Jerome, Yuya, and Threshold, and, I just want to say, Ms. Blue, I love you to death and everything that you do.
love you.
I had a question somewhere in there, but the question didn't even need to be asked. Just my love and blessings to you.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Peace and blessings to you, all of you.
Peace and blessings.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller. Gotta love the brothers. Go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix.
Hello.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
It's Mystic Mayhem. Hi, Miss Blue.
Oh, greetings. How are you?
I'm doing well. I made it.
You made it. Beautiful, beautiful.
I wanted to know what type. I've been going through so much. This heart chakra is really heavy on me. The other lady who called, and she was asking about energies around her, and someone else, she said about color. So whatever the spirit moves you to tell me, I'm open to receive.
All right, all right. let's talk about where you are right now. For some reason, is it my phone that's giving the echo? Can y'all hear me clearly?
It may be mine. I'm on the computer, too. I'll let it go.
Okay. No. You don't have to let it go if you don't want to, but just make sure you have your computer speakers turned off and, you know, listen through your headset or whatever. But let's get to it. We got 28 minutes. If it gets too bad, I may put you on mute just so we can get through this. The first thing, I want to talk about where you are right now, Mystic. You're kind of in this place and what spirit is showing me, like you feel like you're in the waiting game.
Yes.
That's pretty accurate. It's like the waiting game. Yes. Like I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and I'm waiting again. You know, just really coming to this place in the waiting game. So let's talk about where you need to be or where your energy should move in order for you to sort of kind of come past this particular place. And that has a lot to do with things both on this physical plane and also those things on the spiritual plane. Now, the good thing is that spirit is saying, and what the outlook is that these things are looking to move in the area of being prosperous for you. So this is about you getting into prosperity. But I need you to go back, and if I could give you an energy center I want you to work with, that's going to be the root chakra.
Yes.
Along with the heart chakra. But before we can actually really kind of get into that work of the heart chakra, I want you to simultaneously, these together, I want you to work with the root chakra. Because right now what I feel, and this is connected with the root chakra, is like your adrenals are constantly going. Like it doesn't get a rest at all. Like it's just running, it's going. So I need you to get very centered, and I need you to get very grounded. So, you know, get you a plant, repot a plant. Go back and listen to some of the shows from Mr. Anderson, I Grow, You Grow. I want you to touch a tree, you know, and touch it with your hands, because I hear other people are touching trees in other kind of ways. I had to put that out there. But, yeah, touch the tree with your hands. You know, really feel the tree. Get into the energy of connecting with plants and trees. This is going to help you ground your energy and to get centered and really kind of get balance in that particular area. I want you to begin to work with some what I call magical statements. And those magical statements is I have. Now, interesting enough, when we talk about relationships and we talk about love, we also get into this energy of possession. Mm-hmm. Or we feel that we have things that become our property. And this is another conflict for what you're dealing with at this time. It's because you're kind of seeing some of these things as your property.
Yes.
And when we have things that's our property, we're pretty protective over our property. We want to possess our property. So it's a little bit of possession going on. So we want to just kind of do a little bit of NDRE, and we want to just come back to the middle. It's a place that we all go, and we go there very honestly, and you go there from a place of love. But I want you to begin to affirm those things in your life that you do have, not that you want. get out of the place of waiting, because that's a very real reality. And we know people in our lives that have sat around and waited for things all their life only to never get it. So get out of waiting. I want you to get into beginning to affirm what you have.
Right.
So you can start these statements out of what you have and pertain them to the things of yourself. I have love, whatever you want to say. I have wholeness and completeness within me. I want you to begin to get into that energy so you can feel it. When I get into your energy, like I said, I feel like my air is being cut off from me. I feel like I can't breathe. You understand? Like I can't breathe. Like literally I'm being suffocated. Air
like
energy. Air energy has a lot to do with the intellect. It has to do with the mind. Whenever that's being cut off, we feel like we're stuck someplace and we can't move, and that it's going to take something outside of ourselves to be able to move past that. Air energy brings about clarity. It brings about freedom. It brings about movement. This is how we say you got blown away by the wind, you see. So you want to begin to do that. I want you to get into breathing. Don't get me wrong. I want you to circulate the air, but I want you to affirm those things that you have. So go for a nature walk. Go outside. Experience nature. This is going to help you to begin to get grounded. The colors you want to work with is going to be the colors blue and the color white.
Okay.
So you can wear those colors, meditate on those colors, begin to connect with those colors. When you're outside, make it your intention to focus your attention to look up in the sky, because you'll see the vastness of it, the vastness of how there is so much of everything out here. Whatever you want, whether it's love, the love that you want, whether it's something material that you want, whatever level that you want it. Know that it exists. It's here already. It's waiting for you to just attune yourself so that that vibration can send itself back to you.
And I feel that way, Ms. Blue. When I, someone else told me about working with plants and things like that, and when they first told me, I'm like, I don't know how to do that, or I was kind of resistant in doing that because I am terrified of creepy crawly things, okay? And so my connection was that there's creepy crawly things in this dirt that I have to dig into, but I know it was something that I needed to ground me, so I would start working with, like, in-home plants or
Yes, it's the same thing.
Herbs.
Go buy your own dirt.
Right, and herbs and things like that, but, you know, and I can totally understand with the air thing. Sometimes I do feel like there's not enough time in the day. So many people are absorbing my energy, or I can't breathe because I have to give so many other people my energy, so I don't have it get left for myself.
So true. So, yes. You have it. You've got it. Those are the things. Begin to work with that. Begin to write those magical statements about what you have. And then you won't find the desire to want. You won't have the desire to feel like you're waiting for something to come. You won't have that desire. You know? Except that the moment that you're in is perfect and complete for you. This is how you begin to move on.
Understood. My husband wanted to tell you hi, Miss Blue.
Okay. Hello, Miss Blue.
Hello, greetings. How are you?
Greetings. How are you? My name is Ping.
Oh, greetings. What did you say your name was?
Ping. P-I-N-G. Ping.
Oh, Ping. Like ping pong.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
Greetings to you, Ping.
Greetings to you. I was actually, if you could tell me anything that you get with my energy, because I really feel like I've been on this journey with you guys for, like, the last, I would say, 2 or 3 years. Ever since, like, 2010, the beginning of 2010, I felt this great shift, amazing shift happen in the world and the universe and within myself. And I know what's going on, and I've always been hesitant to reach out and contact you guys or whatnot. But my lovely wife has done it here for us, and it's just amazing. And I'm just wondering, what did you get when you talk to me?
Immediately, the first thing that I get is definitely I see a lot of beautiful light around you. So that is definitely there, a lot of light, and that's a testimony to you doing the work. Now, here's something else I want you to ping to take into consideration. When I see you, I see you standing, and I see you standing facing a mountain. Facing a mountain, and in front of you is this huge mountain, and I see you standing there. And often, one of the things that sort of spirit is showing me that you sometimes become a little conflicted with is, will you be able to conquer the next challenge? Will you be able to climb the mountain? Will you be able to withstand the mountain? Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat.
Yes. So this is about, well, it's either yes or no, so not a trick question. I promise you it's not a trick question. So this is really about you standing firm on your foundation and to continue to go for the light as you've been doing. But it's about the firm foundation that you're standing on. And let me ask you something else, because I also picked up some energy in your back. Have you been having back problems?
No, actually, it feels like my back's getting stronger.
It's getting stronger. So that would have meant that at one time it wasn't as strong.
Yes, at one time I probably about 6 months, over a course of 6 months, I had, I would say, hip and back problems.
Yes.
But this was, this was quite wild.
Right. Yes, okay. So here's the thing that I want you to see, and the reason that I bring that up is I want to bring it up so you can acknowledge it. So, yes, you were having back problems, and the reason for those back problems, I just kind of want to give you the metaphysics of this from the back problem. It is about your support system, and it is about your foundation. So now you said your back is actually getting stronger. So you can see how spirit works. Like I could have said your leg, I could have said your head, I could have said your arm. The reason it was your back 6 months ago is because this is where a lot of those changes have come into play. So the light that you're seeing, the light that I can see, what you're feeling, what you know to be true, is a testimony of you standing firm on your foundation. So definitely continue to move in that direction. And so you know that when you begin to experience those problems of your back and your hip, take that opportunity to do some reflections and see where you're not being flexible in your life. See where you feel like you're not getting the support. And then you can begin to strengthen yourself again, and you will climb that mountain and make it to the top. So beautiful, beautiful. I wish you nothing but peace and love to you and your family. So thank you for calling in, Ping.
Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Let us know how it goes for both of you guys.
We will.
All right. Peace.
Love, love.
Love. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 336. Don't you guys love tasting the cosmic pie? You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 336, you're live in the remix. Okay. They don't want to say anything. We'll go on to the next caller. Going to the next caller, calling in, it looks like, from area code 601. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and turn your computer speakers down if you have them up.
Hey, this is Curtis. I'm calling from Mississippi.
Oh, greeting, Curtis, from the MISS. I won't go through the spelling. You're calling from Mississippi. Greetings.
Hey, it sounds like you've been working kind of hard, so I won't make this long.
Oh, no. Never work. This is not work. Not like that. No.
Yeah. The question I have, I'm a Baptist minister here, and I've been in this consciousness for, I guess, about 2 years. I've been doing a lot of studying and so forth. The question I have is that I'm at a crossroads right now,
mm-hmm.
and I don't exactly know which way to go. I know if I don't want to say leave the church or anything like that, or which way should I focus my energies on the church or on the consciousness, or I'm just really you know, at a crossroads.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say this. Tell me your first name again. I apologize.
Okay, it's Curtis.
Curtis, thank you so much for calling in. It's good to have you on the line, and also to hear your energy as well.
Mm-hmm.
The first
mm-hmm.
thing I'm going to tell you immediately when I get into your energy, what I pick up, is that right now you're at a time where you're trying and it's becoming difficult to
mm-hmm.
emotionally withdraw yourself. You see?
Okay.
You're emotionally withdrawing yourself. And so what's actually happening, and I want you to kind of follow me with this, is that it's causing mental conflicts, or what we would call mental conflicts. Like you said, should I leave the church, or should I come over here and focus on this consciousness? Do I need to be going in this direction, or do I need to be doing this? You know what? It causes sort of that energy to come up, where it's forcing you to sort of kind of be in the position to make a choice. Well, here's what I'm picking up for you when it comes to this, Curtis, is that the area that you need to begin to work with is that area of the fifth chakra. Now, we're always going to be working with the heart. So just look at the heart as almost being a part of the foundation, which all of the chakras, we work with them simultaneously, but there are certain ones at certain points in our lives and certain times in our lives that we actually need to begin to focus in.
Okay.
So here's something I want you to just kind of take a look at. Your throat chakra. This is the portal of communication. This is all communication, even the communication that we have with ourselves. This is
okay.
also the portal of truth, you understand? Because what's happening for you now, you are challenged with what you believe and what you're believing. See, we get our belief systems from everyone else. That comes from our environment, systems we've been indoctrinated into, things that have happened to us in our lives, things from the past. That's where we get that from.
Okay.
And then what we're believing. So you're at the point where what you believe and what you're actually believing, there's a conflict there. So this is the time for you. That spirit is saying, you have to speak your truth. Has nothing to do with the conscious community. Doesn't have anything to do with the church. That's going to be a decision that you have to be able to speak, feel, and know. You have to be completely conscious about it. That means you have to be in the process where you understand the thoughts of it, and you also can feel at the same time. You're thinking and feeling at the same time. You're being conscious. Because right now, you're not thinking and feeling at the same time. It's either one or the other. Either you're in thought with it, or you're feeling it. So it's
okay,
about bringing these two words, worlds together to get into the energy of thinking and feeling. And trusting on that. Knowing that you get to do life on your terms. You get to do it on your terms. Definitely, it's not going to be Miss Blue to tell you what you need to do. I can't tell you that. This is a decision you will make. What's going to happen is you don't want to make the decision by default.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing is to ask yourself a question. Are you really at the point where you're even ready to make a decision?
I think I'm close to it.
Okay.
I think I'm close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing some, a whole lot of studying, a whole lot of listening. I listen to you all the time, and Bobby Hemmett and Alan Bay. I listen to all you guys and
mm-hmm.
girls.
So if this is the case, because you know you're a very wise brother, then what's the hesitation? What's the what are you waiting for? What's the hesitation?
Well, I really feel like I just don't want to
make a mistake.
Well, yeah, that too, and isolate a lot of my friends, and so I think that might, you know, if I do make the decision to, I don't know how to say this, but to leave the church or whatever, I have a whole lot of friends.
Right.
Some of them just may not, just will simply not understand.
That's right. And so now it becomes to make sure that you're living for Curtis and you're not living for anyone else. Because one thing, Curtis, that I can tell you is true. Nobody can save you but you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? Nobody
right.
can save you but you. And it's a road that many of us have actually been down.
Right.
I will say that I wasn't heavily indoctrinated into the church, but I lost a lot of friends.
Okay.
But I take that
okay.
back. It wasn't a loss. Not a loss. I will say that there was a shift that came.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Understand? But one thing is for sure, when you're ready to do that, that's not going to be the heaviest burden you have to contend with. The heaviest burden is going to be your own choices based upon you. Based upon you. It's not going to be dictated or moved by anything outside of yourself.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can understand
yeah.
that.
So, you know, continue to do your work, continue to do what you're doing, you know, and follow your heart. Follow what your heart is saying and not your mind. Because
okay.
your mind can often be tricked. Even though we know the heart is responsible for both the lower and the higher self. What you can do, and here's a little thing that anyone can do, I've given this out before, is I want you to find something that's an absolute truth for you. Something that is a truth for you, and it has nothing to do with anyone else. For me, an absolute truth is I love Godiva ice cream. And I want you to listen to not what your mind is telling you, but I want you to listen to how your body is responding to whatever Curtis truth is. Feel that energy. Hold that energy of how your body is responding. Then I want you to wait about 10 or 15 minutes, and I want you to do it again. I want you to do it again, and this time what I want you to do is I want you to tell yourself an absolute lie about yourself.
Okay.
An absolute lie. And in this lie, when you tell this lie, I want you to notice how you feel.
Okay.
And I want you to practice that, because what that's going to do is it's going to let you know that when a truth comes in, how you feel about that truth. And when something is not so for you, how does that feel? See, because sometimes we get confused between what our higher self feels and our lower self, and our heart is really responsible for both of those. So sometimes when we say, oh, it's my heart, it may not be your heart, or it may be the lower heart. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So recognize
okay.
those things first that is a truth for you. And once you can begin to recognize how you feel about your truth, then begin to move into that direction. Begin to speak that direction. Begin to be that reflection of your truth.
Okay.
And then you'll know.
Okay.
Then you'll know. Then you will know. Then
okay.
you will know. Yes. So did that help you, Curtis? Did that help?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It helped. Like I said, I know what I'm supposed to do, and I was going to make the decision. It was just like I was just putting it off and just kept thinking about all the, you know, all the friends, you know, that I might
But who me, if that's important to you, but I will not lie to you, Curtis. I will tell you that I see a lot of mental conflict going on with you. You have an inner war that is going on with you at this time. And really, that is something to bring into balance for yourself before you make any kind of decision. There's a lot of conflict. There's a lot of conflicts going on inside, and you want to begin to bring that energy. You want to calm that chaos within. You want to calm it first so that you can get a clear decision on what is going on. And I know that you calling in, this is just really sort of that reflection, so I can tell you that. And I say it to you in the most humble way, in the most humble way. Calm that chaos first. You know, get yourself in that place, in that balance, and you know what that feels like. You know when you've been in that place.
Right. I've been there before.
Yes, you have, and you will get back there. I know you will. So definitely reach out and email me and let me know exactly when you're back there and how things are going. We would love to hear from you back on the remix. I thank you for listening. I thank you for sharing this question with us here tonight, and I wish you nothing but peace and love. Peace and love.
Okay, God bless you.
Yes. Peace. All right. So listen up. I see you guys on the phone lines. Hold that line because I'm hoping we get to stream afterwards and we go into the after hours. We have 3 minutes left to go in the forum. If you like the show, I want you to like it. Like it on Facebook. If you love it, I want you to love it. You can always just go over to Facebook and I want you to love it. Put it on my wall. Leave a comment. Leave your thoughts. Share your thoughts. Email me. Me and Sister Manya, we love to get the feedback. You guys give us feedback from all over the world. Do that. Don't forget. It's so many things that we can do to continue to keep us tasting this cosmic pie and unlocking the keys of mysteries to your heart. You can do that. If you want to get a reading, you can always email me, question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. You can always download the audio workbook, the Know Your Magic workbook, at www.ms.blueblast.com, and you can get that right there. I have so much love for you guys. You guys are doing your work. You're doing some amazing things. You're sending all of these feedbacks in. I didn't get a chance to get to some of the letters, but we're going to do that. Remember, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine is coming up next week, Sunday. If you're not on the phone lines, this is the place you want to be. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1, so that I know that you have a question. I'm going to try to get to every single person on the line, and if I don't get to you, you can simply email me and I will just be so glad to respond back to you, to connect with you, to get feedback from you guys. That's how we learn and grow with each other as we continue on our path and our journey. I want you guys to keep opening up your hearts because it's out there. It's so much love coming in, and I give so much love back, and I'm just thankful to be that reflection for us here this evening and every single evening, whether we're on the remix or not. So peace and love and much love, warm spirit. For the rest of you, don't forget, download. Don't forget to download. And we're going to keep going because I think we're going to get a little bit of after time tonight on the show so that we can, get into some bigger things here and just keep things going. So we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from a private number. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please? Greetings.
I'll be right back, Tiffany. Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Okay, sorry about that, Ms. Wu. My name is Renata, and I am calling from Jacksonville. Wanted to kind of get a mini reading.
Yes. Can I give you a hug first?
I needed that.
Yes. Let's all just give her a big hug. You need a cosmic piece of pie. I'm going to give you a giant piece of cosmic pie. Just giving you a giant slice of the pie tonight. You get to just indulge as much as you want. hugs and kisses to you, and I feel your energy as you get ready to come on and share this. We have a couple of seconds, but don't forget to download, you guys. Peace and love, everybody. If you're on the phone, hold the line. Hold the line. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. Yes, we are. Yay, we're going to keep going. Okay, so now go ahead. You got your hug. We're kind of good. Now tell me what's going on.
Just wanted a mini reading, nothing really in particular. The topic tonight is about, you know, love and being receptive and giving of that. And it's definitely something I'm willing to admit that I need more of. You know, so just want to kind of feel where you, you know, areas that I can be working on right now to improve that and to receive, you know, the love that I need.
Yes, 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 yes. They're still sending you hugs. How beautiful is that? It's beautiful. They're sending so much love, so much love. Okay, 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 okay. Let's do this. Let's do this. A couple of things. I want to talk to you about the goddess that is around you right now. And excuse me for that. And you may be familiar with her. Or maybe not, but I'm going to introduce you to her. The goddess that is around you right now is the goddess Mavi. Have you ever heard of Mavi?
No.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Mavi. Mavi is a Celtic goddess. I say Celtic. People call her, say whatever. But she's a Celtic goddess. And she's the goddess that is all about rhythm, and she's about cycles. She's the goddess of rhythm, and she's the goddess of cycles. Now, she has a very interesting mythology, and you'll get an opportunity to deal with some of that mythology because I want you to do some research on her. But whenever she shows up, she comes to tell you to really begin to honor these emotions that you're going through, you know, these emotional things, these cycles of emotion that your body is actually taking you through at this time. And that right now, the position that you're in has a lot to do with you being in the place of sort of an emotional cry, emotional crisis almost. And I know you feel that as well, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So here's what has to happen. You have to allow yourself the opportunity to grieve. You know? You have to allow yourself the opportunity to be okay with being sad, to be okay with crying if that's what you feel like doing. You have to give yourself permission to do that. What you're doing is trying to hold it in, and as a result, everything becomes it.
I mean, it's at a point now where I'm tired of it, like I want to give it over. But I do feel like I still need to process it, and I'm hard on myself.
Yes, yes.
You know, maybe it's, you know, from growing up with this boys, or I don't know what it is, but I am difficult on myself in that way.
Right. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to start finding sort of a way to get out, go to the movies, do different things that you enjoy doing, because you're going to have to get yourself into that position. Know that you're this low that you're in, it's not going to last forever. In fact, I see doors of opportunity opening up for you, other things that you didn't think about, possibilities that you forgot about opening up for you.
Okay.
That is coming for you. I know it's difficult.
I feel that they're there, but I'm reluctant to open myself kind of back up to people in general.
I know. The trust thing.
Yeah,
the trust thing. But see, the difference is And I kind of learned this too. This is a lesson I'm learning. It's a difference between trust and trusting. Because the first person you got to trust is who? Who's the first person you got to be trusting in is yourself. And the whole fact of the matter is it was a lot of red flags here.
Yeah.
It was. But not to beat yourself up for it. You understand? It was an experience that you need to experience. That's how you take that. Everything wasn't all horrible. It wasn't all bad. I want you to get out of the place of not trusting yourself, because that's who you're not trusting. So now you say, I can't even trust myself to say, I want to open myself up to people. Because I may make, I don't know how to do that in a correct way. I always get the wrong people. I always, this, the wrong things already happen. No. So begin to trust yourself. And sometimes this thing, this process happens one day at a time. So whether that trust is, this morning I'm going to get up and I'm trusting in myself that I'm going to take a shower, I'm going to clean up the house or get my room together, and I'm going to go outside for 15 minutes. Sometimes we have to go back to the basics when it comes to trusting ourselves and starting there. It's not about you opening yourself up to people. You know how to do that. You're right here live on the remix. You understand? I mean, really. You can do that.
Right.
You understand? You can do that. That's not a problem for you. So recognize that where you were as a part of the process. It doesn't mean that it's not going to be some process, part of the process that is a little bit painful for you. But allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to get over it, but not from a position of judging, because that's what you're doing. You're just constantly judging yourself to say what you did wrong here. That's not what this is about. This is about doing sort of an exercise I give out in the sacred session called the woman in the mirror or man in the mirror. So I want you to begin to look at this story. Just sit down one day. Take yourself into a light meditation. You know, maybe light some candles, cut out the lights, put on a little bit of music. And I want you to see this all over again. And I want you to see this as the observer, not as you. And I want you to say to yourself, what would you tell the person who was coming to you to sort of say, help me to find some sanity in this. Help me to find out where the love was in this. Help me to find myself in this. What role did I play? Because you're not a victim. And I know this, and I know you can hear me say this to you with love.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a victim. And right now, you're playing the victim role. You're bigger than that.
You're correct. I was listening to Brother Panic when he said, write out the mantras. And, you know, that was when I wrote out. And, you know, my intent was to just repeat that to myself, that mantra, I'm not a victim, you know, over and over. But, you know, not to sound doom and gloom, but just wanted to.
And here's the thing I want you to do. Don't even put, I'm not the victim, because you're still focusing on the victim.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not the victim, tell me who you are. Who are you? If you're not the victim, because you're still being the victim. The fact that you can say, I'm not the victim, you are the victim. You understand? So, No. Tell me who you are. Don't let this situation become a case of your mistaken identity, because that's so not who you are. So get into the energy of who you truly are. And that's what you affirm. You give your energy to what you want. Energy goes where thought flows. Don't put your energy where it can't flow. Your energy can't flow in, I'm not the victim. Because you're left with now what? So who am I if I'm not the victim? You did all that time to convince yourself that you're not something that you believe you were? No. So right process, excellent skills, but I want you to tell me who you are. If you could be exactly who you are, who would that be? Who would that be at this moment? No. That was a question.
Okay.
You're talking about, I mean, yeah.
I was,
Right. I mean, I would be the best. I mean, I really want to be at my optimum, like at my best potential, at my highest potential. And so.
Okay. So what does that look like? What does that look like? The best. I am the best.
A fearless person, just going out there. And
you said what now?
I said a fearless person, just going out there and doing it.
There you are. So that's what you affirm. You affirm that everything that you need, everything that you desire, comes to you easy and through grace and ease. You affirm who you are. You affirm fearless, if that be the word for you. I am fearless. You know, I am protected. You know, I am healed. You know. That's what you affirm. Put your energy into where you want the energy to grow. And then you'll be able to see this. But first, you have to allow yourself the opportunity to grieve. And you haven't honestly done that. Not grieving as the victim, but just grieving in the fact that this is something for you to recognize. If you feel sad, be sad. Like my mother told me, cry your tears, stomp your feet, and get it out. And then continue to move on. So when you're doing your mantras, begin to affirm those things that you are, not those things that you choose not be.
Mhm. And Miss Blue, the goddess, is that still M-A-A-V-A?
M-A-E-V-E. You'll probably see.
Okay.
Yes. This has a lot to do with your body. It has to do with your emotional levels and your energy level. So Mavi, and she works with the element of water, and we know that water governs our emotions and our feelings. So taking baths, I would definitely recommend that you do some aromatherapy. You can also contact me as well, too. I give out bath elixirs when I do the sacred session, but you want to take baths, and you want to take them at least 3 to 4 nights in a row straight.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to stabilize your emotions. It's going to help you to really stabilize your emotions.
And I have one other question, and thank you so much. I really appreciate everything you all do and putting the information out. The other question I wanted to ask was as far as relationships are concerned or love, life. And it's something I usually wouldn't. You know, just kind of putting up a front, but it is something that's really important to me. So I just wanted to know kind of what you see in that area.
I see. This is what I see. I tell you. I do see you in a relationship first, and I'll be completely honest. First thing is to get over this other relationship.
Yeah.
Because there's no room for nobody to come in because they're still occupying that space. And so the first relationship that you have to begin to build, and it doesn't have to be perfect because we're all perfect, but it does have to be solid, is that relationship with yourself. Because there's still a big part of you that feels, and I get this, I get this, I get this, I get this. You feel that you're not going to be whole unless you have that other half. And this is something I talked about on a show. Two halves doesn't make a whole. It makes a donut. And we know what a donut has in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A hole. You understand? So two holes need to come together. Two holes need to come together. That's the completion, not two halves, because then you still only have two halves. So this is about you getting to know yourself, building sort of that relationship of wholeness with yourself. Because right now what's happening is you're not 100% sure what you want. So everything that comes and shows itself up is not sure what they want either. That's the reflection.
Okay.
That's the reflection. So do I see you in a relationship? I do. Time is real jacked up for me because past, present, and future all live in the same space. But I will tell you this, continue to do your work. Continue to do what you want. You're a beautiful sister. Have a lot of positive qualities about yourself. and you definitely know what direction you want to move in, of course you're going to be in another relationship. I see this happening for you sometime. It looks like it's somewhere maybe around the summertime. I can just go by what I see in the environment. It's around in the summertime. And I also see that this is someone that you're going to meet at some sort of event, something to do with something outdoors and some event. So when it happens, let me know.
Okay.
Know that relationships have destinations too, and they're all about the experience, you know? So it was a lot of beautiful things. So I want you to take those things and stop being the victim. You're not a victim. That so don't look good on you. That doesn't look good on you at all.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Lou.
All right. So email me and let me know how it goes. Peace and love to you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. Turn your computer speakers off. And you're live. 612? Yes. Greetings.
Yes,
on the line.
Can you hear me?
I can. You sound a little gargled, but I can hear you. Who's on the line, please?
Okay, is that better?
That is better, yes. Thank you.
Peace and greetings. This is Shakina from Minneapolis. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Good, Shakina. Thank you for calling. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a question. I have two questions. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yes.
Okay. Well, my first question deals with just basically everything that you've been talking about this evening. And since I've been doing a lot of this work, I've been uncovering. Before, I used to think that I was a person that had resiliency because I usually don't like to be sad or upset. But now, as I start to do more work, I'm beginning to see that maybe I may have some repressed feelings in certain areas. And so I just wanted to see if you had any information in regards to that for me.
Well, really good question. I definitely will say, I'll tell you something that I'm picking up as far as, you know, having this within yourself. I really want to address this. This is really what I want to address is and talk about it from this position, that what's going to happen or what's happening, I should say, for you right now in your time of the life. And a lot of people are experiencing this. I don't think you're alone on this. I think this is something a lot of people are seeing, this reflection, is that there's a lot of the fight or flight mode going on. We know that that energy comes out of the first energy seat. And that first energy seat, what we call the root chakra, that's mm-hmm. the place of fight or flight. It's connected to our adrenals, you know? And so whenever we feel that something foreign, something we don't know, something we may not be familiar with, something that doesn't gel with us comes into play, we instantly have two choices. We can either fight or flight or run.
Mm-hmm.
We go into survival mode. It kicks in mm-hmm. instinctively. And so right now, the energy I'm picking up is this is where you are right now. You're in that mode. Your adrenals are running. I can feel them racing in your body.
Mm-hmm.
They're racing, you know?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. it is time for you to really center yourself. And begin to think about what is truly important.
Mm-hmm.
Two symbols that I've seen two rings. And whenever I see those two rings and they come up for me, Shakina, it is about sacred unions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the core of you, what's important. But what happens is we begin to get ourselves in our day-to-day life and we start to mess with this knowledge and this information. And somehow what happens is at the core of us, what may be most important, we start to push it to the back. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, this quest that our ancestors left for us, which is the greatest quest, to know thyself, becomes about everything but who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
We try to know this work. We try to know these principles. We try to know these studies. And all of this quest is supposed to be not so you can know it, to give it to somebody else, not so you can know it so you can tell it to somebody else, not so you can know it so you can just know it. It is so that you can learn more about who you really are. So it's about you to get back into your natural rhythm and your natural movement. This is what I'm picking up. To get back into that place of movement and your natural rhythm. And the reason you have to get back there is because that's where your true flow is. That's where your true movement is. That's where your movement is. That's going to require you to relax, relate, and you know how it goes, release.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I need to release.
See, whenever yes. that anger comes up, you know you're not coming from the place of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that sometimes we don't have to take a firm hand to things, because taking a firm hand and standing for what you truly believe is different than being angry.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
So how does how does that how does one do that without
you do that
without anger? Because I would never, you know, address it or feel that it would be anger. But like I said, I do now. I'm realizing there has been a lot of repression.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the fact that we'll go with what you say, that you realize. See, you had a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you've had the revelation, it's time for you to begin to get into the revelation. How you're going to get into it is the realization and doing the work. So the work is to get back to what's important to you, what's really important to you, because I guarantee you what pissed you off has absolutely nothing to do with the core of it.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to work with it.
Yeah. And it's about your choices and decisions, but really staying in that place of pure love for yourself. You know, this is the time that you say, you know what, I need to spend more time with me. I need to get into that energy of loving me, loving my family, loving my children, and all of this other stuff, let me push it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you balance yourself back out.
Okay. I appreciate that, because that's what I've been sensing. And
Beautiful.
I actually had two candles, two different occasions, and I kind of thought of it in a different way, but I just kind of realized a couple of days ago that that's what it was bringing me back towards, you know, because I've been abandoning my physical. And not to say that I don't take that, you know, I don't want to say like,
No. I know what you mean. I know what you
yeah.
mean. No explanation
yeah.
is needed. Yes, I know what
okay.
you mean, yeah.
So, but, you know, when I, my candle holder, both times, you know, it burst, and, you know, I felt like it was paranormal or, you know, special or magic or what have you, but I thought about it from a different standpoint. And the other day, as I am starting to look into and get answers and so forth and so on, it just came to me that, you know, that I've been abandoning my physical side. You know, always look like you said, you know, on the quest for knowledge and getting the knowledge and sharing
right.
the knowledge, but not really applying the knowledge. So I appreciate you confirming a lot for me just now.
Beautiful.
Which leads
glad
to my
that.
Second question. Yes, ma'am. I heard you talk about symbols earlier, and I know you guys talk about symbols all the time, but for a little while, I've been seeing triple numbers. And one day, just like I've seen triple numbers like all over the place. So it made me Google triple numbers. And I looked up the information and, you know, I printed it out and I kind of refer to it when I see the numbers. Especially 333, because that was a number that's related to the masters and Yogananda, and made me, you know, read a little bit more about self-realization. But like maybe within the last couple of days, it's coming to me that, because when I see them, I acknowledge them, and you know, they're according to this, you know, their angelical numbers and so forth and so on. So, my question is, when I see them, I acknowledge them, but is there more that I need to be doing? You know, is there?
Oh yes.
Because I know that they're my ancestors. You know, and like I said, usually I just kind of acknowledge it. But that's really it. You know, I see you. I might even say, "Hey, Granny, I know that's you," or you know, so other people.
Right.
But is there? You know,
yes.
Is there another step that I need to be taking up? Because that came to me that maybe I need to be doing more.
Of course, yeah, definitely. The number one thing, when you see numbers, and they have a lot of different meanings, just depending on what system and what background you want to come with, but you did the right thing, the most organic thing. You picked up what the numbers mean to you. So now, this is really how, and the principle that I work off of knowing your magic. So you see the number. Surely Spirit is not bringing up this number 333 just so you can acknowledge that it's 333. Got to be more. You understand? Because you get to that point and then you find yourself asking the question, now what?
Right.
Okay. You acknowledge. One of the things that you can begin to do is you can use this as an activation for you. Just like we were talking tonight, the cosmic pie, love is sort of that activator that you get into.
Okay.
Once you can get into that place of love, you can spark things. You can activate it. Well, the activation. When you see the number 333, focus on what is going around you. What is happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What's going on? So you can begin to use that and start to affirm things in your life that you want to begin to manifest. Whatever that is, if you want to manifest the fact that you need to spend more time with your family, with your husband and your children, affirm that. If you affirm the fact that you need to get into more personal experience, affirm that. You can always go back and study the metaphysical side, and that's a very important part of studying it as well. But you want to be able to use this because you're not seeing it in real time for you to go back and study. Not just the study. There's many layers to this, and this is something that Brother Panic has spoke about, myself, and many others as well. So you definitely want to make sure that you use the number for activation. So let's say you're on your way and you're hoping, oh, I don't know, I hope I make it to the grocery store so I can get all of these wonderful things at Whole Foods to cook this amazing dinner for my family. Okay? So, but you know you may not make it. All of a sudden, you look at the radio, and the time comes up, and it says 333. Check it out. I'm going to start to affirm that. Yes, this is a sign that I'm going to make it into Whole Foods because I've seen this. This is a positive omen for me.
Right.
So you take that on as a positive omen. That's one of the ways that you can begin to work with that energy. The other thing is that it's calling your attention. It's calling your attention. So now begin to be aware of your environment, what you're feeling, what you're thinking, and what things are going on with you at that moment. What are you focusing your thoughts on? What are you thinking? Where is your intentions? What's happening for you at that time?
Okay.
See?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I see the whole
range. That's what
range.
You begin to focus on. Yes. And
okay.
Then here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make yourself neurotic about it. Because
okay.
We also can bring things into manifest. You understand what I'm saying? Your ancestors are around you all the time. We are the ancestors. So, yes, you can acknowledge them, but you don't need 333 to acknowledge them.
Okay.
They're greater than that. They're not locked into these systems, so don't lock them into that system.
Okay.
So that's another way. So know that you can use that to work with you,
see.
To work with you. Maybe when you're getting ready to work with different things or do different things, you can actually begin to do it in sets of three. Three is the Trinity, you know? Three is the triple goddess. You know, maybe instead of, I don't know, you cooking two vegetables, you need to cook three.
Okay.
That's your activation. You can use that as your meditation number. So when you meditate for 3 minutes and 33 seconds.
Okay.
You can use it
for
all different. But use it for your activation. Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay. I got it. Well, thank you. I love you so much, Miss Blue, and I'm so
love you as well. It was so good hearing from you. Thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
All right. Peace and love. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 340. You're live. Ooh, 340.
What's really good? This is Stephen O'Reilly from North Carolina. How you doing, Ms. Blue?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What's my energy saying, man? I got a lot of questions. I just caught a random cold like 2 days ago. I don't know where it came from. And so I remember you and Bro Panic were talking about the Kundalini energy rising, and y'all just be catching, like, random colds and shit like that. So I don't know.
No, we didn't say we was catching random colds.
But like a side effect, right? I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, don't try to throw the coal over here.
My fault.
No. I'm teasing you. But no, it actually can equate to Kundalini energy, and that is true. We did talk about that because really cold, when you think about it, cold is like too much coming at you at once. It's a whole lot going on, and you got a whole lot going on. So, you know, it's a lot of things coming at you at once. That's one of the things. Also, I want you to take a look at that colds are really small hurts. They're small pains that you're dealing with.
You know
what I'm talking about. These are small hurts that you're dealing with. And so it really is the time for you to really sort of kind of get into what we're talking about tonight, the heart chakra, you know, taking a bite of the cosmic pie, you know, and unlocking some of those keys to your mind, you know, and just allowing yourself to relax and to be at peace where you are, you know, to seek some clarity from those things, of those pains from the past, and really begin to get yourself into the place of harmony, the harmony within yourself and around you. And you can do that many ways. You can do it through meditation. You can also do it through doing a light detox. You can also do it by writing sort of a letter, doing a sort of a ritual letter where you release these things inside of inside a letter and then mail it to yourself. And then once it comes back, release all of that energy back into the ether by safely burning it, signing it and saying you released it from yourself and burning it. Another thing that you can actually do is, you know, somebody, you know, there in the chat room, Rich is saying just have some sex.
I like that.
You do like sex, but this is also a part connected to some of that pain. So let's recognize it for real. Let's recognize it for real. So, and I know he has good intentions.
Well, that's what I do.
Yes. So those are some of the things. It's just to really begin to take this time to reflect and release those things from yourself and know that this cold, this is going to pass. This is your body trying to get rid of some of those small hurts and some of those pains that you're dealing with. You know, I know often you brothers, you carry that shield of the warrior, and you do it very well. You do. But sometimes the warrior has to take the shield off. You understand? So look at this as an opportunity for you to exercise those things of your heart chakra and begin to express those things that come from your heart truly as you feel them. And you'll see that that coal, it's going to disappear as quick as it came. It's going to be gone.
Okay. I feel you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You said, okay, I feel you. Good.
I'm listening.
I know you are. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. Did you have another question?
Yeah. As far as like, as I do more studying and as I progress like consciously, what can you give me some effects as to what I can observe? Is like looking as myself as seeing that progression. Like signs leading to where, okay, yeah, but this is a step in a positive direction. Because I do, like, I like to observe myself. Like, I might go out in company and be, like, interacting with my friends or something, and I'll see myself do something or say something that I wouldn't have said before. I'd be like, okay, that's dope now that you're opening up and stuff like that. Like, situation like that. Or just exercises I can use to open up my heart chakra.
Okay, okay. That's better. And I understand what you mean when you say, you know, really just kind of, really, you really want to just kind of be able to do a litmus test, basically, of where you are. A litmus test of where you are and sort of where you're going. Well, that's going to depend on you, because here's what I want you to do. I do want you to go back. We did what was called a magical DNA box. And I think that was the last show that I did in 2011 where I told you to put 13 things in the box. I don't know if you heard that show. And then you're going to go back and you're going to check it. That's a great way to do that, because you'll know if you're moving in that direction. I also want you to begin to know that you're in the cycle of completion. So a lot of things you're going to be completing in this cycle, because you're actually getting ready to move yourself into a new beginning, which is true for many of us. But you're in that cycle of completion. And you have a tendency, Stevie, to suffer in silence.
Very true. You have
a tendency to suffer in silence. So it's going to be important for you to speak your truth. So either you do that to yourself. I'm not saying profess it to the whole world. I'm saying make sure you're speaking your truth. You're communicating your truth, either through writing, either through speaking to yourself, through journaling, but you're going to need to release that, because that is going to be the... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
When you say release that truth, like, you mean like me battling against like my own idiosyncrasies, or like what do you mean like by truth necessarily?
Right. Well, and I don't want to do the wordplay, but let me tell you, when I say about you suffering in silence, it's going to encompass everything. There is no separation. Okay, it really isn't. We have two hemispheres for a reason, so it's not going to be a separation between those things, whether we want to say it comes from the left hemisphere or the right. It's going to be all of those things, and just speaking that truth to yourself. You know, it's kind of like, you know, sometimes you go in the mirror and you look at yourself and you say, you know, I'm a good-looking dude, and you say, yeah, I am. See, that's speaking your truth.
I feel you. Okay, okay.
You see, so it's about affirming those things, but you're really going to need to write them down. I would encourage you to go back and listen to that show and do the DNA box, because what's so cool about the DNA, the magical DNA box, is that you get to check it every maybe 3 weeks, 2 weeks, and you're going to see where you are. You're going to be able to see where you are, because you put those things in writing. You made them matter. Matter is to bring it into the manifestation state. And so you're trying to measure where you're going from and to see that you're changing. The fact that you want to see it, I'm concerned. I need you to feel it, because that's how you're going to know it. You don't want to see it, because that means that you're artificially doing something to make people think you've changed. And the first sign of finding out that someone has not changed is the fact that they want you to think they've changed.
Right, yeah.
you understand what I'm saying? It's like an alcoholic saying, hey, listen, I didn't drink tonight. You like, yeah, we got to watch you, because you're going to go home and drink. That's why you're telling us.
Yeah.
You know, okay. It's when he's just sitting back and he's just chilling and being himself. Everybody's like, wait a minute. Why isn't Johnny getting a drink? Oh, Johnny doing something different. See, and this is another thing. When your work speaks for itself, let it speak for itself. You ain't got to tell nobody. Just let it do that. If it speaks for itself, let it speak for itself.
Yeah, I struggle with the ego. I definitely struggle with the ego.
Yeah.
I definitely
and it's okay. It's okay. We love the big egos. You know, we love that.
I was just checking out Real Panics, the psyche show he did. I was just finishing that up, too. So.
Beautiful.
No, but yeah, you're definitely right. I feel you 100%. I'm trying to get my reading from you, too, so I'm just getting that moolah first. But we're going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah. You whenever you're ready, I'm there. But I want you to definitely think about that. I want you to get into feeling it, knowing it. And so once you do that DNA magical box, you'll be able to do that test that you want to see. But it's nothing you can say that's going to change, you know, that, because we sort of, our energy, our auras, sort of these hieroglyphics that we have that really shows people our own authentic blueprint. It can't be fooled by what comes out of our mouth, how we dress, how we look, you know, who we hang around, what we say.
It's real.
What we don't, it can't be fooled. energy doesn't lie. It's going to seek that. It's going to seek it. Water seeks its own level. Energy is going to find its own level. So you're changing. Oh, you're going to know you change, and you're not going to have to tell nobody, hey, I stopped drinking. I changed. They're going to know you changed.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Beautiful. God is self-realized. And so there you are, my God. You got it. Peace and love to you.
Peace.
All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, Ms. Blue. My name is Rolanda, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, Chi-Town in the house. Greetings to you.
I was just wondering if you can just give me a mini reading.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell me what area you're looking for some direction in, please?
One is kind of like life purpose. I know that's kind of a loaded question.
You said what now?
Like life purpose.
Ooh, you want to know. You want an Akashic record reading. Let's see. Let's see what we can do. Okay. I'm not going to be able to get into the whole thing, but let's talk about where you want to focus your intention right now, and that'll give you the purpose at this particular moment. One of the things I'll tell you is that there's no way that you can't be living your purpose, and I know sometimes it gets a little tricky because really we know the quickest way to get from one destination to the next is a straight line. Sometimes some of us got to go around the block a couple of times and up the street, and I get it. We want to avoid having to go around the block, up the street several different times. So, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. So what's going on? What's going on? I feel like you're in a transition between your job. What's going on with that?
Well, actually, I'm in school, and I'm just like kind of, I'm kind of undecided, like where my future is going to head.
Okay, so have you thought about getting a job or working? Has that come to you?
Not yet.
Okay.
Next
question. Do you need to get a job?
No, not really. No.
No? Okay. No. I don't know why, but for some reason about work is coming up. I don't know if it has something to do with the work study program or something of that nature. Something with that has come up. Okay. So no worries. Let's see. All right. So you're kind of unsure about where you want to go and what you want to do. So you're thinking about now that you've been in school, that you think you want to change and do something else. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to change and do something else. Right now, I'll tell you, you are in a good place. You know, it is a lot of success around you that where you are at this particular time. When it comes to your action step, and this is something I want you to just kind of really kind of focus your energy on, that I need you to pull more from your wisdom, because you've had other situations of other people, other family members that sort of have been at sort of the same crossroads that you're at, and you can actually this is true, isn't it? Yeah, because Spirit is showing it to me like, well, she's had so many examples of this, that you need to pull from that wisdom. You need to pull from that wisdom.
Okay.
And really, it wouldn't even be a bad idea to really even make some phone calls and begin to speak to some of them and say, you know, I'm just curious. You know, I'm kind of at this particular point, and these are some of the same things. Tell me some of your coulda, shoulda, wouldas, because everybody got a coulda, shoulda, woulda. This is where your wisdom comes in. You know their stories. You've seen how some of them turned out very beautiful, and some of them, for lack of a better word, was a flop. And so you can learn from that wisdom. And Spirit is saying your action step is all about you activating and getting into those things of wisdom. right happening to you, and you want to be in this place because this could be one of the possible outcomes for you. You get trapped in fear, and so you become stifled, and you're scared to go left, and you're scared to go right,
yeah.
And that's kind of where you are.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want to make a mistake. Oop, I don't want to do this. And so it is going to require you to step outside of that fear and to continue to keep moving regardless of it, but really to be solid in the wisdom that you have from that. And you are fortunate enough, I can't tell you how blessed you are, that you have people around you that you can actually learn from their wisdom because they've been in this same situation and you have a lot of different examples to see that from. You don't never, and this is something I always tell my son, you don't never want to be that person that has to see things for yourself.
Yeah.
Some things you don't have to experience to learn the lesson. We can learn lessons from a distance. You don't
right.
always want to have to say, well, I have to make my own mistakes and I have to, you don't want to be that guy or girl because that's not a good person. That has to, everything you have to physically experience in order for you to get the wisdom out of it. A lot of things
right.
have been laid down before us so that you can actually see the wisdom from a distance. And sometimes those things are put in front of you so that you can get the wisdom and it's not meant for you to go down that path.
Right.
That's why it's there. That's why you see that reflection so you don't have to do it. And that's what Spirit is saying. This reflection is there for you so you don't have to make that mistake. So draw on those things of wisdom. Get yourself out of that place of being trapped in fear, and you have nothing but victory and success that's going to be there for you. I know that's what you're going to choose because at the end, it is all about your free will. You get to choose. But the only thing that's holding you back is your wisdom at this time.
Okay. Can I ask one quick question also?
Yes.
Do you see any children in my future, like my own children?
Well, you know, future, you're talking like right around the corner future, like at this moment future, or are you talking about in this carnation?
In this carnation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Couple of things. First, let me ask you this. And you can let me know how comfortable you are with this. Did you ever lose a child?
Yes.
Yes, because that came up. And we won't go into the details of that particular loss. What I want you to know is that you're holding on to that situation and sort of blaming yourself for it. You need to release that from yourself because that's not the case. Okay, release that energy from yourself and know that if you want to have more children in the future, you can. But you're going to have to work through some of these issues of losing this child first and the circumstances that is surrounding that. And you can email me and we can kind of do something private and I can tell you some things that you can do to release this. So the answer to the question is, yes, if you want more children, you can. The first thing, though, is that you have to stop beating yourself up about something that you're really looking at from only one angle.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's setting up fear and other things within your body. And actually, this has a lot to do with sort of this decision, this crossroads that you're at.
Right.
Because you've been at this crossroad before. It's a different circumstances, but you can see how the cycle is repeating itself.
Yes, so true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yes. So
well,
peace and
well,
love
thank
you
so
to
much
you.
And I'll be...
I cannot wait to hear from you. I can't wait to hear what you decide. I know that whatever you choose, you are going to be able to put your will into it, and it's going to be very successful for you. So I would love to know what road you decide to, that you're going to take your journey on. So peace and love to you. But email me, and we can talk about some of the things that you can do to release that energy from yourself.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Lou.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. It's Anne calling in from West Palm, Florida.
Okay, greetings, Anne.
All right. I was wondering if you could give me a little mini reading and just let me know what Spirit's telling me, any big things happening this year, any relationships, just whatever you feel like you need to tell me.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you this, Anne. You know, interesting enough, the number one thing that comes up, and I want you to hold this for yourself, okay? And I think I just want you to hold this for yourself. This is about you having patience with yourself. Patience. You know? As someone once told me, no rush. Relationship-wise, I'm going to tell you, I see this energy as very heavy, and I see this energy as very stagnant, because I see that this is a place that you've been for some time. Is this correct?
Yeah.
And so here's what I want to encourage you to do. I want to encourage you to make this year, 2012, about Anne. This is what I want you to put first. This was something we told our children when they were young. And I used to instill this in them as well, too. And we would ask them, who's number one?
Me.
So the question I ask you, Anne, who is number one? Who's number one?
I am.
Okay. You say that, but I want you to really feel that in your heart. Is that what you truly believe?
I'm number one.
Yeah. So I want you to hold that Anne is number one. And when you begin to take care of Anne, then you can begin to spread that love, spread that joy to everyone else. You can give it to them. You can give it to them and you can receive it. But I want you to really begin to focus these relationship things on yourself. On yourself first.
Okay. I have another question. Do you, I'm in massage school right now, and do you see any, big healing transformations happening sometime
this year?
You're
in what now? I'm sorry. You're in what?
I'm in school to be a massage therapist.
Okay. And this is really good for you because in massage therapy school, you get to touch other people's bodies and they get to touch your body. And that's what you need. You need that. You need to become alive within Anne. You need that exchange of that exchange of someone touching your body and not touching your body for their own self-satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
That's what I want you to do. Oh, that's beautiful, Anne. That couldn't be more better for you. And actually, there was a caller that called in earlier, and that's what she's going to do. And I know we have Hannah. We have Hannah from Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, Brother Panic's woman. She's a massager. So we have a lot of them. A lot of healers, so many different modalities. I think this is beautiful. But I really, Anne, what really is coming to the forefront for me, patience with yourself and begin to put Anne as number one, always. Not just on the phone with Miss Blue, not just on January the 29th, but Anne is number one. Because when you begin to give the best to yourself, that's right, you'll receive the best. If you shortchange yourself, then the only thing you can get back is shortchange.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All
Thank
right.
You.
You're welcome, sweetie. So build that relationship with Anne, because that's where the seeds are going to grow. That's where so much power is going to grow. That's where the love is. And let me know how it's going. I'd love to hear from you. So peace and love to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 336. You're live in the remix. We have 4 minutes and 44 seconds left to go.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Peace, Miss Blues. Brother Anthony, how you doing?
Oh, Brother Anthony, you sound like God. No, I'm playing.
This is the same Brother Anthony that you were supposed to share the pineal story with.
Yes, yeah. Brother Anthony. Well, we only have 4 minutes, 14 seconds to go. I can't share it right here, but I will.
Okay, I'm on. Since we have 4 minutes, I wanted to get like a little mini reading, I guess, dealing with relationships. I mean,
Go ahead. You were saying?
I got a little bit of, I don't know, it seems like something is just, I'm blocking myself from just that, you know, that loving relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Aw. Anthony.
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. Okay. All right. Well, okay, let me tell you what comes up for you. Well, the number one thing that does come up, and I'm going to tell you this in three parts, and let me see if I can get it out because I got like 3 minutes left to go, Anthony. So here, we are definitely into the energy of the cosmic pie, the keys to unlocking the mysteries of the heart. This is what the show has been about all night. Okay, so the first one is... where you are right now is you have memories of love. You have memories of love from a past time. And so this is what you're searching for. And so sometimes when you get into that energy and things don't live themselves up to that, it's real sorrow. You take a big blow to the heart for it because you know what that feels like. And it's almost like, and I've never gotten high, but people who've gotten high said you're always trying to get back to that first high. You know,
right.
You're trying to get back there, and that's what it is. But here's the good news. It is possible for you to get back there. It's possible. So your action step is, one, what is coming. The action step is that right now you're in the stage of transformation. And so you're recognizing that maybe some of those things that you thought you wanted in a relationship that you needed and that you understood to be has changed a little bit for you.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those things that you thought was like your number one on your list is now your number 20.
Okay.
You see, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And some of those things that you thought was like your number 97 is now your number 2.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So spirit is saying that you're in this place of transformation. So you're transforming. So this is an opportunity for you to begin to explore those things and really be very clear about what it is that Anthony wants, needs, desires, because it's okay to explore that part as well, too. Yeah. Be very clear about it. Don't make a list. Don't do that. But really just keep an internal sort of kind of memory. So you can switch out some of those components and know that number 97 on your list is now number 2. You have to begin to recognize that and be open to that. And Spirit says once you do that, love will begin for you. We have 47 seconds left to go. I just want to say I love you guys. This has been a great share. And if you like it, like it. If you love it, love it, love it on Facebook. I want to hear your feedback. Email me, question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, @gmail.com. Much love, warm spirit, peace and love to you guys. See you next week. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine will be in the house. We'll keep talking about this thing of the cosmic pie and all things love. So love to each and every one of you. Until next time, see you in the remix. Peace and love. Much love. Peace, you guys. Hugs and kisses. Love somebody today. Yes, Anthony.
Yeah.
Love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love, everybody. Ashe.